wrong.
We will call to order the Beach County Board of Equalization meeting for Wednesday, July 18th, 2018 at 8:35 on the clock. The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Hill, Dorn, Byers, and Tiemann. Bauman will be gone all day. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I'd move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
We have a second?
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Jurgens. Vote. Well, we need to change some things. So we have two people gone right now yet, Lytle and Bauman. It'd be 5-0.
It might have been left
over
from the
PSU. Now you want to turn it on. 5-0 in favor.
6-0.
Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Jurgens. Vote.
How are you, Ill?
5-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, we'll go Patty. I think you passed out a couple lists here. This afternoon at 1 o'clock, we have we'll reconvene the meeting of the Board of Equalization, then read in all of the people that protested, and then there will be some maybe for...
It's possible if he will show up. Daryl's here, so he'll be here, too.
Daryl will be here. Okay. And we ended up with how many total here?
74.
74 that protested. And it looks like no change on 35 of them, and there was a change on 39. So about half, about 50% roughly.
Sometimes those are just a matter of getting into the structure or being able to talk to the person about what's finished behind a garage or what's not. So, and a lot of them might be sales, too. Sales of different properties that have sold.
I mean, some of these changes are huge.
Like on...
When I look at the protest, I look at what current value, requested value, recommended change, and I look at some of these, and anyway.
Some of the changes that, we'll have to look at them.
Yeah. Do it 1 o'clock this afternoon.
It looks like there was... Some agriculture, some residents, a few commercials, properties.
Yeah, a lot of the beach, people bring in maps. So I don't know if any of those are... The maps have been coming in to us for the ag side. Some are taking them out of CRP and putting them down to grass where they've been dry before. Mm-hmm. But we'll just have to go through them individually.
Well, and I had an individual up there that talked to me, and he talked to me when... You sent out the request for FSA maps, and he didn't do it at the time, he said, and he finally got around to doing it like a month or a month and a half ago, he says, and they got on it right away, and he says, they lowered it, because I didn't even know it, he said, they had me down for so many acres of irrigated ground, and it hadn't been irrigated for years. And he said, it's everybody's responsibility, or the property owner or the landowner, it's their responsibility to make sure that things are correct on their parcels. And they need to do their due diligence and make sure they look at those. And they can go online and do it right online, so it's easy. And if there's something there they don't see, or something's maybe not what they thought it should be, they can come into your office.
Yeah. But it's worked the other way, too. So that's what
I know. It's worked the other way, too. Yeah. There's been people that had irrigation for years, and it wasn't on there, too.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, it's basically we mostly can tell where irrigation is most of the time. I mean, we know where the wells and stuff are. But, we're not out there every single day looking at stuff either, because we have other parts of the county to look at. And so it's best if they – because I know probably – I don't know exactly, because time goes by pretty fast. We had sent out actually their inventory sheet, which tells they're dry irrigated, and that's probably been maybe three years prior to that last questionnaire. And so they could look at that, too. And most of them, I think, understand what that is. So, some did go up, but a lot of them did go down a little bit, too, because of the CRP that we didn't have identified. And then... With the CRP program, if you're taking it out of the program and it goes to pasture, then that'll lower the value. And so some of that happened too. Is your turn, Terry?
I forgot to do a piece that's coming out for me now that you said.
I want
to file a protest.
Next year again.
All right.
We can correct a lot of those up until July 25th, and then it's starting to be, then we have to kind of go through you guys, and but up to July 25th. We still do, but we can do corrections to any of the ag land. Or to anything, really.
Well, and we do have, you know, it seems like every other meeting or so, we'll have the tax correction slips that you bring us and everything. So we do adjust those and everything. So.
But, yeah, the thing of it is everybody should come in and just look at everything and make sure their house has got the right square footage, you know. But, there again, if it's remodeled, or I don't think we're going to see some of those people. So, right, Eric?
I don't know. I didn't remodel.
Eric's is new enough. You can tell what that one's like. So, and Eric let you in the house, right?
As long as you bring a drink.
I've not been in his house.
If not, Gus would love to be out there and help you get in. So, yeah.
I think at one point
Gus has been out to my house.
I think at one point Dan was in your house, wasn't he?
Dan was, and also
Daryl. He won't let me in. So,
if anything else for equalization, otherwise we'll recess the Board of Equalization until 1 o'clock this afternoon, when we will hear property valuation and record into record all of the protests that came through.
A few hours. Way better than being gone for a week.
1:08 on the clock, we will reconvene the Board of Equalization for July 18th, 2018. And, Patty, I think we have some people here that are want to make their presentation. So should we go ahead and do them first?
Yeah, and you swear them in, remember.
Swear them in, okay.
Harlan Schoenewise was
Schroeder.
Right?
Schroeder.
Okay.
Okay, which one is he and what number here?
Okay.
To help us out.
He is on your change. You guys all have a list, right?
Yes, we have a change and a no change.
Okay,
should have.
He is on number 26. On the change.
You have both of them no change. You need one of them a change.
Did anybody make you new copies, Don?
I don't know, but she just went to get copies for Scott, and somehow I've got two no change. I don't have the change.
Do you guys have change?
I'm not sure.
I have change one, too.
I'm going to go get a couple copies of this one.
Yeah, would you?
Change. Okay.
How many?
Just a couple, I think.
I'm good.
Everybody else is all right?
No, I'm okay.
I've got Harlan down as a recommended change to Laura.
Yes.
Number 26?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least I can
just a minute, Harlan. We need to get it. Go ahead. We're going to get another set of paperwork for us here and stuff. So, but we'll have you come up first here in just a minute. So,
yeah, I wonder what he did if he gave him both copies of the Scott stuff. Isn't going to be straight then.
I'm
going to
make you
some coffee. Okay. Dave even makes the coffee around here.
Does.
Thought you did.
No, he didn't. He makes the coffee. He's already made before I start.
He's always the one that makes the coffee?
Yep.
He brews.
I don't.
What are you saying about the Hebrews?
We didn't even know how to make it.
They said. Have you heard that joke before? It's something to do with God, I think.
You think?
It's a joke. A Catholic joke, I think. I just don't remember how it goes.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I've got the right ones.
So, yep. I have to get one to Scott because I don't think he probably got the right stuff either.
I think he got both the same. Okay.
Yeah.
Do we want Harlan up first, or Patty, you want to read a little bit here? Why don't you read what you did and why, and then we'll have Harlan come up.
Okay. Let's just read the protest into the record. Original protest. Harlan Schroeder, 16484 Southwest 72nd Road, DeWitt, Nebraska, 68341. It's parcel 00219-2100. The valuation that was protested is $227,170. He did not put down a requested amount, but we recommended $209,705. And then I'll let Daryl and Lloyd listen to almost all of these. There's a few that I did, but very few. So they're the referees that you guys hired, and I don't know if you want to mention that, or the referees that the county board hired.
Daryl Standard and Lloyd Dickinson were the two that reviewed a lot or met with the people for a lot of these.
So. And Lloyd is available by phone if you need to talk to him. He is on the way to the airport. So, in Kansas City, but he said he wouldn't be getting on the plane till 5, so. And there's a couple of the farm ones here that I wish he would have been here for, but he's not, so we'll do the best we can with Daryl and myself.
You might have Harlan testify.
Harlan, you want to come on up here now? I have to swear you in. You come up to the podium here and the mic and give your name and address, and then I'll swear you in.
I'm Harlan Schroeder of 16484 Southwest 72nd Road, DeWitt, Nebraska, 68341.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
That's all it is.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Are we working on the resident?
Yes, your acreage.
I don't like that word.
You don't? No. Your house, then.
Yeah, that's more like it. That's mostly what I'm protesting right now. They listed it as an acreage, but I'm only living on 1 acre. And there's no way I can sell it with 1 acre. Nobody will look at it. No realtor will take it on. And, well, I'm not going to sell it because the first place, water system is hooked together with the other house. And also the waste system is hooked with the other house. So that all would have to be separated. So I just preferred to be called the second home on a farmstead. It's a family farm. And I never checked anything before. And the house across the road, which I know is 15 years older than mine, but it's a qualified acreage with 5 acres. And it's valued at $150,000. Go down the road, and there's another house. But that is called a farmstead. That is not an acreage. His home is a farmstead. And that's only valued at $119,000. And here I get a valuation of $227,000. I built the house for $100,000.
About what age is the house?
25 years ago.
25 years ago.
And it's been going up every year since I built it.
Patty, is there a designation difference between a homestead and an acreage? Or not a homestead, a farmstead and an acreage?
Homesteads are generally 20 acres or less. An acreage?
A farmstead versus
farmstead.
An acreage.
Farmstead.
Acreage is usually 20 acres or less is what we have it, or what we call rural residentials that are in like a subdivision. He has only one acre, so we wouldn't. The 1 acre under the house is valued at $12,000, and that's for the well, the septic.
And but he doesn't have well, or he doesn't have septic.
Yeah, but generally that's the value that is placed on everybody across in the county. Now, Daryl can explain because he's
What's
been out there.
What's the square footage?
He's at 1736.
Okay.
Then we inspected the property, and I found the basement to be finished, and I had 1,400 square feet and added a three-quarter bath that we never had. And Harlan, does your son-in-law own the house? You're tied in with the son-in-law?
It was son-in-law. Now it's a grandson.
Oh, grandson.
It's okay. A grandson now.
And can the grandson sell you a couple acres?
Well, his three acres are acreage, which they just got done within the last year.
Okay.
And my son-in-law tried to just sell the house and the garage and a machine shed, and they told him, you got to have 3 acres. So then they come past my house and got 3 acres in the pasture, you know.
What we did, I adjusted it down. I took it down 17,000, even though I picked up additional basement finish of 1,400 square feet to three-quarter bath. And I reduced it down to try to accommodate from the standpoint of a well and septic. And then it, with us finding the other things, it did have some different things. One of the houses he's talking about is a 1960 that basically is not quite a bit older than his. So, but that's the reason we lowered it.
What was last year's assessment?
The 227.
That's what it was.
Current value was the 227,170.
I didn't know if it went up to 227.
Oh, you mean the year before?
Yeah.
It was 220, and it went to 227. 229,80 is what it was in
I just thought 17. That was a pretty big jump, and I thought I had to do a little checking. That's
so it was at 229, and now it's at 209?
Daryl's recommending.
Yeah, that's what I'm recommending.
He's recommending to roll it back.
Did you realize that it went from 229? It went down 17,000 to 209 now.
Yeah, that I know.
Are you all right with that? Or are you still arguing you would like that?
Well, would you be all right with it? I mean, my neighbors. I'm looking at my neighbors, and their house is identical. Oh, the Brinkmeyer one is. It's identical to mine.
Wayne Brinkmeyer's house?
Yeah.
Here's Brinkmeyer.
Do you have that one?
You bet. It's a 1975 age.
But my house and their house is identical. It's finished the same. But his is on a legal acreage. Mine is not. I don't have the extra 2 acres to go with it.
One thing we want you to understand, though, when we value our houses, the houses and the acres underneath are valued. They're not valued as farm ground. I mean, they don't get the discount that farm ground gets. It's a site value. Throughout everything through the county is at $12,000 under the first acre. So,
yeah, that I realized. Yeah, that's pretty high price. That pasture land I bought there. Well, I owned it.
And as far as being able to sell it, being it's existing, he is able to sell it as a one-acre parcel.
Well, I don't have no intentions of selling. Yeah.
Right, yeah, but if he ever sold it, then there's no well and there's no septic on it.
It's shared with the other acreage.
That's shared with the other acreage, Daryl commented, and he adjusted to that.
It's going to stay in the family.
Harlan Overbeck had kind of the same situation, only I don't know his was a shared. You remember where he lived over by Pickerel? He only had 1.44 acres, and there was something wrong with his septic system, and I can't remember exactly what that was. If you have problems getting a loan through the banks, I don't know. I don't know how that works, like if you would try to sell it.
I don't have a bank here, but
I know there's different things they've called in on before.
Mm-hmm.
Portland, where do you think it should be at?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I could ask my family any more than $150,000. And that I'd be gaining another $50,000 since I built it.
Yep.
And I lived there 25 years. I already replaced the furnace and the roof twice since I put it up. So I thought it'd be in line with the one across the road. But that's a legal acreage, but I'd go along with that.
Well, they spring right.
Yep. I'd be satisfied with that.
And you know, values and sales have gone up substantially over the last 25 years.
Well, my valuation has gone up substantially, too.
33 years different.
It's more than double.
Yeah, there's a lot of difference in age.
It kind of gets your attention towards that.
We've had it on the tax rolls at 227,170.
No.
And Daryl lowered it back to 209.
209.
You got an idea, Terry? What do you think it should be?
What was the Brinkmeyer house?
Oh, right here. Here. No, never mind. I'll pass this sheet around.
Okay.
The Brinkmeyer house on here is $150,000. That doesn't include an acreage, though. This $150,000 is only the house because...
It's in the farm ground.
It says...
It's hard.
Improvements, $150,000. That's just the house. The buildings are different. Because that's part of their ground. Brinkmeyer's is about a mile east of you.
Just a half a mile. It's just up the hill.
To the
east,
north?
East.
East?
Well, from what I hear, I don't think it was probably lowered enough. That's my opinion. I'm coming in, it's kind of cold, but just what I see here and his there and the situation he's in, that's my opinion.
You got an idea? Somebody got an idea? I think it has. I mean, I'll just make this comment because he doesn't have his own well and he doesn't have his own septic. He went to put a well down, it'd cost him $20,000.
Well, I'd have to spend... I have to get 2 acres somewhere.
You'd have to get 2 acres, but yeah.
No, somewhere.
But I mean... Yeah.
Plus, the water system and the waste system would have to be separated.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
You couldn't
have
that together.
Yeah.
But in a family, it would work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's going to stay, I mean...
Charlie, doesn't the well and the septic sit on your property, though?
We have a well on both properties, but they're hooked together.
And where is this? Where is it all on? It's on your acre, isn't it?
I have a well, and so does my grandson has a well. But they're hooked together.
Okay. Oh.
And they're running, I mean, we're running together the livestock and confinement buildings and stuff. We cooked them together. Just if one well would go out, we'd still have one well to we did that for insurance. Oh, I realize mine is 15 years younger or whatever.
Yeah.
I realize that, but I think there's a little too much difference here.
150 be 165.
Harlan, have you had an appraisal done on it or a broker's opinion or any realtor to come out and tell
what?
You? Have you had a realtor or appraisal?
I asked a realtor.
And what did he? And he?
Then she told me she wouldn't even look at it if I didn't have 3 acres.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And my son-in-law had to come up with 3 acres to, in order to even to sell it to his son-in-law. So that's just what I'm going by.
Okay. Is this all his?
To me, it's a second home on a family farm. That's what I consider it. It's no acreage. And it won't be sold either. I mean, it's going to be stayed in the family. That's what it
is. Just looking at the photograph, it looks like a beautiful home.
Well, we're kind of proud of it. We've saved all our money for that, yeah. That's what our retirement is, yeah.
And that's going to increase value.
So,
if you turn around and sell it tomorrow, and you look at comparison sales, which is what we have to do, we can't value yours less or more than a comparable property. And law tells us we have to look at everything equally. So,
mine is not equal, though, Denny. I don't have the right acreage. I don't have 3 acres. I mean, I can't even sell it, period. Only way I can sell it is somebody in the family. That's the only thing.
But if you decide to sell it, your family would probably break off those acres to let that be sold if it needed to be sold.
Well, I don't know about that. That grandson might not give up any ground next to it. That's part of his acreage. And I don't know where. Well, I wouldn't bet.
You'd give up a couple $100,000 for that home, though, to have that.
Myron?
Yep.
I'd like to make a recommendation. The change be lowered from the $209,705 minus $20,000 to $189,705.
Is that a motion?
That's a motion.
Do we have a second on that?
I'll second it.
We have a motion by Jurgen, a second by
Lytle.
So from
209 to
189,705. Any more discussion? Yep.
What did we have for comparables? I only seen the one of Wayne Brinkmeyer's.
The other one was a 33-year-old home built in 1960. I've got it. Let me. What did I do with it?
That's
1986. You mean
1960.
That's more than 33.
33 years.
That'd be 58 years.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's worse than I thought.
33 years older than the 25-year-old house.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah. And what was that one?
119.
Here, look. I've got it right here. If you need to take a look at it.
No. I don't want coffee no more. No. Yes.
Oh, Carolyn Bruce Bartling's house. Yeah, I know that now.
Which is down the road, too.
What was your figure?
Did you take all those papers? Mm-hmm.
$189,705.
Thank you. I made the cream. I hate to do that to you, but I got to have cream.
Yes, thank you.
Any more discussion? Oh, hold it. Larry's looking yet.
It probably would cost him about that to acquire 2 acres. He wouldn't need that for a lagoon or a continuing agreement with the existing lagoon or whatever type of waste system they have.
Gary's still looking yet here.
I don't have any more questions.
Any more questions? Anybody else? Any more questions? So the motion was current value is $227,170. The assessor's office lowered it to $209,705, and the current motion is to lower that further yet to $189,705. Vote. 5 in favor. Jurgens, Hill, Dorn, Lytle, and Tiemann, and Byers against. So it passed. It'll be $189,705.
It's better. It's better than what it was. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's going to be next then? Thank you.
Wait a minute.
You got another one? You got your farm too yet. I forget.
Yeah.
Okay. Farm
ones. Yeah, you're not going to get by that easy.
The farm one is the southwest quarter, 160 acres, section 3555, parcel 00227000. It's number
33
on the no change.
What was the section number?
3555.
Grant. Township. 35.
And the valuation is $826,375, and he's asking $795,000.
Seven how much?
$795,000.
Is this irrigated, or what's the story on the farm?
It's a pivot irrigated.
It's pivot irrigated?
But it's a long ways from number one. I mean, it's a hillside terraced with 8 terraces going down. From the center of the pivot down to the road, there's 8 terraces all the way around. I just compared the ones that I next to me, I just thought mine is a little on upside. They all think it's worth $7,000. I'll sell it today. I mean.
The unfortunate thing with any of this is that we go back 3 years of sales on the ag, so we've still got that last year, or that oldest year still on. So Lloyd has listed some sales here.
Yeah.
We've got the section 3356. It's a Bargman sale that he verified.
$7,284 an acre. And then he had a sale 4 miles east of the protested property, it's equal to the neighboring property, as it's equalized with that. I do have an ID number and the owner of the one that sold for $7,284 per acre. It was a 133 acre tract.
And that was... date of sale was March of 2017.
That was the 33.5 what?
33.56.
That's
whose
why.
Whose property was that, Patty?
He's got EC Farm Bargman.
Was that the one out here along the highway?
Cornhouse.
Huh?
Cornhouse Penner.
Bargman, would it be that one right mile south of Pickerel? Is that the
one?
Right. 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 Mile west, not to interrupt, but there was two Bargman sales, at least in my comparison, so there could be two. There's two Bargman properties.
There was two of them that sold. It wasn't just the one along 77.
Yeah. And then one's a mile west.
One's a mile west.
Mile south, I do believe.
That's why I'm trying to get the 33.56.
And Lloyd recommended no change, $826,375, based on the sale.
At home.
And Daryl, they said the properties were similar to the one you're comparing?
I keep that one at home.
Yeah, he's got it as comparable. It had 120,000 acres irrigated and 13 acres of dry corn.
Well, those acres you gave, that was on Harlan's farm or the other comparable?
No, Harlan's. I'm sorry. Harlan's a 160-acre track.
And what kind of acres are we looking at?
Okay.
Here's the map. No, that's way old. Okay, we did adjust some of Harlan's too. Listed waterways as grass.
Yeah, I've been kind of feeding you guys irrigated ground when it's grassland. But I just realized that now.
I was going to look on this if he's got the original attached to here. Do you know how many acres you have of irrigated, Harlan?
It's 130 acres. Okay. It's 152 acres tillable.
Tillable.
FSA office.
And 130 irrigated.
And about 128, 130, whatever.
Yeah.
Here's a map. You want to see it?
I mean, yeah.
Here's ours.
We did list a few of his waterways because I think Annette recounted that for you. Here's, do you want to see his map? We have about 130 acres of irrigation.
Oh, okay. I got.
I just compared mine to the other ones in my section. That's what I did. And mine is comparable to the one Brinkmeyer has. And it's 7,666.
Yeah, Boyd doesn't have any time. The only other thing is if you'd want to get Lloyd on the phone.
The acres are all right as far as the types of ground and the irrigation. And
Lloyd went to all the places that he was able to. That he did Lloyd ever talk? Lloyd talked to you about your farm ground, didn't he, Lloyd Dickinson?
He talked to me over the phone, but I mean,
I think you agreed on acres, though. As far as you're just talking about the value. Your the way that your acres are classified were okay. It's the value that you're.
Yeah.
The sales are definitely going down.
What?
The sales of the farms are definitely going downward.
Well, I've attended all the ones the last 3 years, and they have been depressed from what that 2012
from what they were like,
was.
Yeah.
There is no $10,000 land, and most of the land that is sold today is investors. I mean, farmers are not buying ground.
Our biggest problem is the 3 years back right now.
And we have to use those sales. The state statute is, and that's part of it. They'll drop off this year.
It's next year.
Next year. And then we're going to see some of that tapering down. But right now, with our stats the way they are, you still have to use those sales. We just can't ignore them. So,
well, I haven't. I mean, the farm ground that's been sold, the Bargman ground, the Turnus ground next to mine, all sold within 6,800.
Well, that's ours.
Yep, it is.
Oh,
thanks, Derek.
And my ground is far rougher than that. I mean, I'm in a water protection area. I have to report every year what I'm gonna raise, how much I want to raise, and I can't put any more fertilizer down and what's projected. And
he does have,
and the water is the city wells is next door. So
here's the inventory sheet of that, and there are some class one and class two soils on there too, which the top one is the dry. See, It's 21, right, Eric? Let's see where it says right here. What's that number?
There's very little one class.
A 21.69 a crop, 4.34 of grass, 130.12 of
irrigated,
and the
3.85 of
we don't charge for the roads.
How many acres?
150. How many tillable acres total? 150.
52.
With the irrigated. About
with the irrigated.
Yeah,
150.
Yeah. That's dry land and irrigated.
130 irrigated, 152 total.
This is what it would be.
I just looked at my neighbors. That's all. I thought it was a little out of line.
Well, and certainly just a difference in some acres on your types of soil can make your valuation change quite a bit.
Well, mine isn't prime ground, I'll tell you.
No, but we'd have to compare acre to acre to with your neighbor as to but your types.
The neighbor's ground is a lot easier to farm when he can go half a mile and I got to go around a terrace.
That's what it is at
all the way around. I mean, it takes me longer to farm.
Yeah.
Very bottom with pencil.
And there's not a lot of Class A ground out there.
So the 826,000. Divided by the total acres,
right there. Gary's got it right at the bottom.
Myron does.
Or Myron. See the bottom penciled?
Okay. $7,173. That's what I was going to ask. Yep.
That's assessed at 5164.
It's assessed at that, but then this is the other value. This is the market value, I guess. Yep. I guess that's what you call that. 7100.
We know this stuff is going to drop next year. Like I said, there again, we've got that.
We're back on the 3 year because the third year out is still high enough.
It's carrying it.
And I know that's Doug's concern. We talked about that. You know, I went to a meeting last week, and we talked about we needed to get something done in the legislature, and we didn't get it done. So here we are.
I
totally
just want
understand
halfway
these
fair.
Guys.
I mean, that's all I'm looking for.
Myron, in this case, I know how this works. Yep. It's 3 years back and everything. Hopefully we'll see a decrease in the ag land next year, which will start to make a difference on the total valuation of this. On this one, I'm going to have to recommend a no change.
We have a motion for no change. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion by Jurgen, second by Byers. Any more discussion? And unfortunately, our hands are tied by the state on this one. That
it's tied by what's gone on in.
Thank you.
Yeah,
but it's a state. It's a state's guidelines that are there.
And it does seem high, but it's probably where it still needs to be. I mean,
Where the problem is, and I know what Doug and Norman are here for too, is it doesn't take into account the water ability and a lot of other things that should really be taken into account a lot more here than what they are. And
I think the production is what should be taken account of, you know.
Yeah.
You can't get 300 bushel corn off a hillside.
Not off yours.
I don't care how you farm it.
Now, there's some irrigated ground in the county that you can.
Yeah. You can. Well, Good River.
Well, there's some hills nowadays with the genetics they have. They can produce that, too.
Well, then, yeah.
It takes
you're
the right
spending a lot of money.
You're spending a lot of money to get it. Yeah.
Where did it go?
The ag land's tougher to move on. The ag land's tougher for us to move on than the buildings or improvements just because it's all based off of comparable sales. From several years ago, where, just like talking to Patty, next year,
will be seeing, we anticipate, substantial drops in ag land ground. Not back to where they were years ago, but still going back on the downward slope instead of the upward slope every year.
Yeah. Well, I have coffee, and a couple of them said theirs went down. Some of them said theirs stayed the same.
Some, not much probably this and year yet.
Here I get a $45,000 increase on my piece of land. So what do you do? You got to look into it. So.
Yep.
I still don't understand how it can go up $45,000 even if it is. And the market has been depressed for 3 years.
Did you tile something and that got that brought in, or did you tile some waterways? No?
That's been 20 years.
Several years ago?
Yeah, 20 years ago.
I guess it went up $45,000 from last year to this year?
Look. Yeah, see, that I didn't know either.
I didn't realize that, I guess. What's the reason for that, Patty?
That's the reason I'm here. I want to have a reason.
This gentleman said that ground went up $45,000 from last year to this year. What's the reason for it?
And you peeled the water.
What was the value a year ago? That's what
it went up
$30,795.
Not 45.
It went how much?
$30,600.
And what was the reason for it?
Yeah, what was the reason?
Well, then he brought a map in and re-recounted it.
You added acres based on his map.
Yep.
And that's what made it go up?
That's what would make it go up if that's...
There's more cropland, you're saying?
No, there's less. They peeled the waterways out.
Listed waterways as grass.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's where the
adjustment... That should have lowered the value, though, then.
Well, yeah, it had $9,000. It lowered it $9,000.
You lowered it. What, Patty, what was the value?
Just a second.
Last year was 826. What were we looking at in other years?
Okay. In 2017, we had 14.54 acres of dry land. Okay, in 17. It went up to 21.69 acres per his FSA map.
Okay.
Because there's some increase on the dry land. The grass, we had 16.23 acres of grass in 17. It went down to 4.34 acres of grass.
That is not right. That is not right.
Then the irrigated went from 125.38 to 130. So we put more irrigated land on it.
So Harlan, what wasn't right with the grassland? She says now you have 4. What acres of grassland?
4.34.
4.34 of water.
There's more than that.
There's more than that on waterways.
Well, go to your FFA map.
How much are you farming and irrigation? How many irrigated acres do you believe you have?
128, 130.
Okay, so we got that right. What about just cropland without irrigation? How many acres?
Dryland.
Yeah.
There's probably 5 acres of each corner. Be 20 acres.
So that's what, when we sent that question here.
I mean, we've got to come up with 152 acres. I mean, that's...
A farm ground.
That's what their FSA office has.
And we have 151.
So what happened was basically they had 16 acres of grass on that farm a year ago. You probably didn't have that many acres of grass a year ago.
When I came in there, the whole thing was irrigated.
Oh, no.
It was all irrigated. I brought it to attention that I had waterways out there. I mean, that's why I got adjusted from 1839 to 826.
But why does it look like the 16 valuation was quite a bit higher?
The 17?
The 16 was quite a bit higher than the 17.
It was 877,665
in 16.
Yeah.
And then it went to 795.
I don't know there.
All I know is when 2012 come around, the next jump we had 30%, and the next year we had 20%.
That's going to vary.
But if everybody else went up that way, I don't care.
I'd have to go down and get the 16, John. I don't know. I'd have to go look and see what we had.
That's the right number I'm seeing is 877-665.
Yep. For 16.
So, Patty,
in this case, we had too much irrigation on him back then.
From what I understand, then, in this case, him turning in his FSA map got him in trouble. Right?
Didn't get him in trouble. It made his property right.
Okay. All right. That's all I'm asking.
Because, see, what happens is if your classification isn't right and that property sells, I mean, that's why we try to verify everything, because if it's not right and we don't have the correct amount of acres on it and it sells, you want to make sure that it's verified. And that's what this book and Lloyd Dickinson and we do to verify that we have the right amount, because if that would be too low of a value and it sold, then the ratio would be wrong. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So we want things right. We don't want it too high. We won't want it too low. We want it where it's right, and I understand these
well,
guys.
Well, I'd like to have it right now, and I'd like to have my grass right now.
Okay, but if you have 150 acres of dry and irrigated, then that only leaves you with a little bit of grass. So what's wrong? I guess I'm not sure. I mean, you're welcome to go down with a net, and we can pull that up on a map where we really show you. I'm not sure because
you... Well, I can show you two waterways, you know.
So what you're saying is that the waterways are...
I don't know. How many acres you got of waterways?
They're showing approximately 8 acres of grass, Harlan.
What?
Pardon? They're showing approximately what I remember, 8 acres of grass. You got 152 ag land, farmland, 8 acres of grass.
Does that
sound...
Well, doesn't the road. I mean,
you got a road.
That should be actual acreage.
The road
that you got based
and,
on.
Yeah. You have a road in there that you don't. We don't tax. The road.
It's a couple acres of road. A road, or maybe an acre or two. Yeah.
It's three.
Almost 4 acres. 3.85 is the road.
3.85 are roads. So it'd be two roads, one on each side.
Yep.
So off of 160, that'd leave you 156, and if there's 152 of farm ground, that'd leave you about 4 acres of waterways.
We have grass at 4.34, so.
Yeah. I mean, we can go look at it while he's still here if you want us to take him down with the net, and let's just double-check that waterway.
Why don't?
We don't have anything listed. I mean, we just have it as grass, but is your waterway real deep, or?
It's a ravine where it's too steep to farm. I have to leave.
I have to look at
that. 4 acres.
Well, they can go down the net.
We don't.
Plus, there's 2 acres on up on the hill.
We do have a motion to leave it the same, though. Do we want to vote on that, or do you want to postpone that, or withdraw?
Postpone that. Let's go down, review it, make sure it's.
Is that okay, Denny? If Denny and Terry, if we postpone that, and then if you go down to the assessor's office, and she'll have Annette go over that with you. Annette will sit there with you on their maps.
Okay.
And you go over that and then come back.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd be fine with that.
We'll have her just double check with you, because you've never sat back at our computer system with the gal back in our office and looked at that.
Are you going to take him down
there?
We
have a nice map that you can see on the computer. It's called our GIS map.
And is Denny, is that okay if we withdraw that and wait until they do that? Okay.
Just go with Daryl there.
Doing anything?
No, we're going to put with.
We'll just leave it alone for right now.
Well, that motion
just tabled for now.
Table. There you go. Thank you.
That's what I mean. So
that was what I was looking for. Okay. Who wants to be next?
It would be Kent Wilson.
I think the guy way in back was here.
Kent Wilson's the next one that signed in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep.
The only thing is Daryl's not here, so.
Well.
But that's okay. Which one do you?
We need your name. Okay.
Okay. He reviewed two of them for me. I'm Kent Wilson. My home address is 21632 South First Road, Beatrice.
Do you swear to tell the whole truth? Nothing but, do you swear to tell truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Sorry.
All right.
So what number are we here, Patty?
Okay, do you want to do your rural one first or your...
Let's do the city one first because Daryl and I kind of came up with I think we're in agreement. I, of course, haven't seen what he actually came up with.
Okay,
as far
it's
as the
number
value.
36
on
the change one. On the change roster, okay. So it's Kent C. Wilson, 21632 South First Road, Beatrice.
That's right.
Parcel 013-033-000. It's in block 3 of Lincoln Heights Edition. The current valuation is $127,300, and the requested was $117,400, and that's what Daryl's recommending, with him purchasing it in 2016 for $115,000.
So we're in agreement. I figured, you know, I put a little money in it to upgrade the exterior, and so...
So you're okay with
that? I'm okay with that.
Okay.
That'll work.
What's the next one, then?
Okay, then we have the one that's located at section 1446, 9.09 acres, parcel 00412500. Current valuation is $188,600. Requested was $168,385. And looks like Daryl agreed with him on that because it is a berm home. Is that correct?
That's right. And in fact, I think we'll be in agreement with that 168 if they return it to that amount. But I did want to just use a few minutes. I realize your time is really valuable, but my problems with this property and other properties like it in the county is that we have changed the way they're assessed and sometimes even changed the floor plan. We had a group that the county had hired, and Daryl didn't know anything about it at the assessor's office, that at some time in the past, and I can't remember how many years it was, the county hired an assessment group for $315,000. I call it the $300,000 group. And they came in and went through our valuations and changed things. They even changed my name. Instead of Kent C. Wilson, it was Kent D. Wilson. Well, Daryl just got that changed, and so we finally got that done. The previous time I'd been here to protest the same property, they had changed it from an earth-sheltered or basement with a finished basement with a finished attic to a single story. So I came in to protest because they assessed me for floor joist, and you couldn't get a floor joist in that floor. It's concrete. So, you know, I've had problems all along, and so then looking at comparable properties is very difficult with our current system here. If I didn't have my son helping me look up stuff, I wouldn't be able to do it. But I did find two comparables, one that had recently sold, and I realized we're going on sales value, and it had recently sold for $211,000. It belongs to Robert Bragg, Robert and Tanya, and it's still valued at for 2018 at $166,000. So it's underneath mine, and it's quite a bit newer construction. Then I found another one down at Blue Springs. No recent sales, you know, because it was been over 5 years, and it's valued at $55,000, and it's called a basement. So we have changed our designation. Nine's now is a 1.5 story because it's got a finished attic on it, and theirs is a basement. And then Bragg's is doesn't have a basement, and so it's a single. I think they listed it as a single story. So my point is, we need to get some kind of standardized designation for these structures. And there's more than just a few earth-sheltered homes in our county. There's more than just a few in our state, and all across the state. They should be called the same thing. And we have buildings in our town that are called split level, and they're assessed with the basement. But there is no earth berming at all around the lower level. So we've got that discrepancy in our assessment. So I'm not going to protest. We've already agreed on a price of valuation, and heavens knows the county's going to need every last dollar they can scrape together. But I think we need to relook at our valuations. Does anyone else know about this $300,000 group? Anybody who's got a long enough memory of?
I've been here 40 years, so how many years ago?
Well, see, I don't know. We'd have to look back and
probably
my property.
That most of the assessors that I've worked for passed away. So,
well, and see, it was hired. It was a group hired by the board, as I recall, but I don't remember the date. And I know it was about $315,000, but I rounded it down.
We had a company called Midwest Appraisal.
Oh, that sounds familiar. Yeah,
out of Kansas, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. That had to be back in the early 80s, maybe.
Yeah, and that's when my problem started, because then they changed things. In fact, Daryl, I pointed out to him, they'd even changed the floor plan. Now, 18 square foot is not that big a deal. But even the pictures from the front of the house, you can see it indents that 18 square foot. I mean, it's easy to see. And so, you know, we need to try to do a better job of actually looking at our structures and appraising them one against the other as the same kind of structure. And I think one's a basement, one's are sheltered, one's single story. We've got too much discrepancy, so we need to look at that in the future. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming.
Myron?
Yeah.
I want to remind everybody we're paying Daryl $85 an hour.
Okay, well, I got to go.
Thank you. Thank you for coming, Mr. Wilson. I'll remind you, we just hired attorneys this morning at $315 an hour or so.
Oh, hold it. What was that?
Yeah, $315 an hour.
No ideas, Daryl. No ideas.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay, this one, Harlan Schroeder's.
Let's finish this one, Patty.
Do we need to vote on this? No change, no nothing.
We don't need to vote on them.
Okay.
He agrees. We're fine with him. When we read him in, we'll read him in at the value.
The one he wants out is this one. And this is contiguous land like we've done for everybody else. It's so small.
Run right through it. Was that Wilson you were talking about?
Yes. Kent Wilson. He agreed with your findings on both of them. So.
And this one's so small that she's been consistent with the other.
That's why we pay him $85 an hour.
That's why he gave you that look.
The green one is
Patty, on those, do we need a vote to recommend those changes?
No. No, when we read them in, we'll read in the
it'll be ready
new amount.
Vote on the
yep.
Okay, Patty, what did you find out?
Hey, this large green right here was the water.
She just said that's what we were doing.
Okay.
Basically,
she called this.
And we are consistent with everybody else. That's really tiny there.
I'll keep my mouth shut.
All that.
So you
guys want to change that?
But you take all your grass.
Oh, okay.
But is it grass?
They got that one there is 4.04 acres. That's the big one you were talking about.
It's farm.
Oh, thank you.
We want her to take that and shut her.
None of it's farmed.
Not all the
I saw that one. There's those other two. That one's ravine.
Unless they're big and deep.
The waterways are grass.
The big one they had in there before.
If they're grass waterway, it shouldn't be on there.
Taking that one out.
There you go.
I mean, it's kind of hard. You know, how much is this one? Probably a third of what this one is.
Because we've got him down for 150. So what do we call that?
What I'm saying is there's no grass here.
Yeah, but this is an exported.
This is the only part she called grass.
Is this an actual photo?
Mm-hmm.
And it's laid out like that.
What have you done now?
Because he has 158.
I'm just setting it aside there. I wasn't.
The ground's been the same for thousands of years.
Yeah, 29 to dry, which she reported.
Yeah.
130.
I'll put it away.
She called this, and she took that off.
There you go.
152, and you've got 8 acres.
That's right.
152 and 8 is 106.
That's
the water way. Okay. I don't think
we're all the water way. Okay. That's the one he gave, isn't it? I'll just make motion.
Yep.
I want to redo my motion.
You can amend your motion.
I don't want to amend it. I'll leave it as briefly stated.
Okay.
So.
Do you have a second, Danny?
Okay.
This is the water
way.
Yes.
So what I'm seeing is the way it looks, the acres
before
that are reported are correct.
Yeah. What about this one then?
That's why I said that.
Well, I'm just going by the FSA.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there is a little sump draw there, but not enough that we just call it contingent based on the maps. Because we don't take out every time.
And I'll reiterate my second.
You're keeping your motion the same.
Yeah.
No
to,
change.
To
okay.
leave it and no change. And Denny agreed that he would still leave his second to the motion at that. Byers did. Any more discussion then or comments? Vote. 6-0 in favor of leaving it as approving the motion, and that is I got to find it here, Harlan. That we're going to leave your value at $826,000.
So you think my land is worth $30,000 more this year than it was last year, right?
Harlan, the discrepancy was
yep.
What I understand is acres. Is acres, you brought an FSA map in, and it showed more acres on that FSA map than what Patty had down.
That's
the way I understand what happened, and if that's the way it was, I don't know, but that's the way I understood it.
Yeah.
Well, when I came into the office to protest, they had the whole thing as irrigated acres.
Okay.
They had no grassland whatsoever.
Okay. It shows
but
grass lawn in there now.
The
it
big,
shows about 4 acres, 4.3 acres of grassland on there now.
Oh.
And 152 plus another 3 for the roads, it comes out to 160, which kind of made sense to me.
Here's the biggest problem. We can't get our maps from FSA. The taxpayer has to bring them into the county assessor so that we can look at our photos and everything. I wish we could work together with them and we could overlay and be, but the taxpayer has to bring in the maps to us. And we work as best we can with you to get it right. And what we didn't have enough of was from 17 to 18, we didn't have enough irrigated and dry for you. So it increased. Now, at one time, it looks like in 16, we had too much irrigated. So evidently we've looked at the because we get things that overlay and we looked at some things. So we lowered them. It looked like in 17, but then when you brought a map in just the other day or whenever we sent that questionnaire out, we raised some of it back up because of what you're reporting to FSA that you're actually irrigating and using for cropland.
Well, I'm just getting there.
So the 150.
I mean,
we have you correct now. A couple years ago, it looks like we had too much irrigation on for you. So we try to get everything. You know, it's best to come and always look at what we've got so we make sure.
It just brought my attention because mine went up and the other ones went down and stayed the same.
And my land did not change this year. So the only way it would change is if we did a correction to your property record card. And according to what we had, we didn't have enough of the right acres for you.
Well, it's been that way for 20 years.
Mr. Schneider, I would remind you, too, that it doesn't mean your ground's worth more this year. But the way the equalization rules work, It should stay pretty well the same other than the correction this year. We do anticipate next year with the three-year-old sales dropping off, we anticipate next year the prices going down a fair amount because land prices have dropped significantly.
They're starting, yep.
They've started making that. But you're still getting some of those premium ground prices on the equalized prices.
Well, I don't know. They're still bringing mine up, I know.
But do you understand that we did a correction? We had it too high because at one point the irrigation, we had too much irrigation. I would assume that we probably, the corners we didn't take out or we didn't, it's hard to say what we saw, but what we measured. And, you're getting, when you get valuation notices, please don't hesitate to come in and talk because that's the best way to look, to sit down with us at the computer.
I'll leave your maps at home.
I don't know if he heard you.
I just said that.
He said, leave your maps at home next time.
But it does work both ways, too.
It works both ways.
I want it right.
Yeah.
And that's what we all should want as county board, as the assessor. Everybody should want their, that's if we get everything right. Now, it's not going to be exactly perfect because this isn't an exact science. But like I said, if that sells and we have it wrong, that does something to a ratio, too, because we didn't have enough irrigated on it. So in a sense, if that sells and it's wrong, assessed value, and we try to verify and we don't get it verified, we could have a ratio problem.
A good share of the reason why yours went up this year, Harlan, was because you had about 13 more acres of grass the previous year on there, and they took the grass off. Yeah. When you came in with your FSA acres, that went to farm ground then instead of grass, so that brought the value up.
That's because I tiled it back 15 years ago.
15 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, it's finally caught up then.
We won't let Patty backcharge you for that. And
your old map is 15 years old, too.
I won't argue with that a bit. So, but that's why, Harlan, it went up. So, and we're going to leave it the same. The motion was, and we voted to leave it the same. So leave it what they have it at. So try again next year.
That's what I was told before.
Well.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, who was next?
Doug Party.
Doug, they got you, Doug.
I believe you were the next one, right? Because I think Les came in later, and then yeah. Now we need to call Lloyd on you because I don't
That'd
know
be great.
What you all talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he's able to talk because that's why I wish Lloyd would have been here today, but. I guess the only thing I can tell you is just go ahead and present what you have and
Let's talk
about.
Before we call Lloyd, let's talk about some of this and you explain which ones you want here and what we're looking at, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Before we call Lloyd, he don't need to sit on the phone.
Hey, Doug, I see there's a couple on here that, or maybe it wasn't you that.
Oh, hold it.
There was a lower. Are you?
Yep. Give your name and address. Those for you.
You bet. I'm Doug Party. You guys all know me.
Yeah.
I'm at 13515 East Chestnut Road at Adams, Nebraska.
So. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay.
Byron, before we start, I see there's two farms, agriculture, that were lowered. But not dear. Are you satisfied with the valuation on those, or are these included?
These will be included.
Okay.
So
you've got two that were changed and three that were not changed.
Correct.
Okay.
So I guess we can start. I don't know. Where do you want to start? What paper do you have on the top, or what farm number?
Matter. What? We did.
You did?
We just did. Yep.
Why don't we do this? Can I just read? Should I read all of them into the record, and then are you going to kind of talk in general?
I want to combine two of them, definitely, because they're an east half and a west half of the same quarter,
okay.
Same irrigated.
Do you want to tell me then which one?
I would like to combine 314,000 and 313,000. Should be the second one and the bottom one maybe on
24
mine.
24 and 25.
What we have is number 24 and number 25 with no change.
Okay, so
that's on
the
our paper.
East half of the southwest of 16.58 and the west half of the southwest of 16.58.
Mm-hmm.
397,610 and requested was 288,000 and Lloyd did a no change on that one.
Requested was 286?
288. And then the other one is 560,075 and requested was 495,425, and that one does have buildings, right?
Yes. Yeah, I just have the land portion, but yeah. So, yep.
Okay. So those are those two.
What give the legals on them once? What were the legals?
The east half of the southwest of 16.58. And the west half of the southwest of 16 foot. So it's all the southwest quarter.
Be my
right?
Farm, Iron.
Okay.
You get the rest in there.
Yeah, on here it doesn't have it split up
nope.
to 80.
So. Oh, they don't? Okay, yep.
Just on the map here.
Sure.
And that's why, but it's east half and west half of 16.
Telephone number, though.
5A.
So, should I visit about them so we don't get too confused where we're at? So, okay. These two parcels are both irrigated out of a pond, a limited production pond, on another piece of property. It's across the road. I've had quite an ordeal with the state of Nebraska as far as pumping out of it and getting permits. I happen to be on the line of the Lower Big Blue and the Nemaha, and supposedly I'm the only guy in the whole state of Nebraska that pumps water across a district, a water district line. It took me probably 4 trips and maybe 12 phone calls. We finally got things okayed with meters, and that's the least of, I'm just adding to a story, and you guys' time is short. So it really doesn't affect a lot, but it is it's approximately a 20 surface acre pond when they built it. It is not at that point anymore. It is an average depth over them 20 acres are probably only 1 foot deep. And it tapers down, as you guys all know a pond does. When it was brand new, I should have been able to get 86 acre feet out of it. And two of these parcels are mine. I've also got my mother's, and I didn't even bring her into this equation. She's 89. I want to get somewhere here first. I probably would come in with another parcel. They're all valued They're valued at $6,903 an acre for water by state statute. When I certify, I have to certify every acre that I could potentially water. So that typically includes a third of those acres are soybean acres. Typically, if I get one pass on my soybeans, because the crop insurance, you're supposed to at least make a track through them. You guys know how this game works. There isn't water available to fully water. I understand, Patty, in the state statutes, if you put one drop of water on it, you're supposed to. I'm in a hard spot here. And I think you guys got a lot of situations like this along the Junior River, along Junior Irrigators. What I'm proposing or challenging you guys is I think that there's ways that we could break out irrigation by classification. I know it wouldn't be easy, but along with some other irrigated, how many quadrants are the town of Beatrice in, Patty?
You mean neighborhoods?
Well, yeah, as you do it for...
Do you know? I'd have to go look.
Is there close to 10?
Oh, there's more than 10 neighborhoods.
Every town has a neighborhood for valuation. Why can't we do some of this with farmland?
Well, like your Wildwood or your Country Club is different than Beatrice Original.
So this farm is a really special situation. And I want to, when we visit with Lloyd, I asked him how he would appraise it. He would appraise this as a dry land farm.
Because the water's not local.
Because the water's not local. And he goes, the limited thing, he admitted, he says, I can't help. As a county board, we could figure out some things, and I appreciate Patty giving me the 15% discount because she drops it from fully irrigated, as you do with a lot of these juniors permits, and maybe her hands are tied, but there's got to be a solution here.
And I agree with you. Yeah. Down through the years, down through here, people that pump out of the river, people that pumps out of ponds, mm-hmm. and limited water sources are still being taxed as the same guy down the road that's got a 1,000-gallon well.
Absolutely.
And I've always thought it was wrong. I couldn't agree, but yep. According to information...
Let me tell you, though, I'm probably one of the assessors that is given the discount. Other assessors, we have discussed that before. I do not know, and maybe there are others, but I'm the one that gives the discount. Doug has to certify it as FSA, as irrigated ground.
I have to. I'm tied.
But, and, there's junior permits. We talked about that in the past, and this has come up at this board for a long time, too.
I'll bring up this situation. We had, with my brothers, we had one where we pump out of cattle lagoons, 27 acres. FSA, we had to certify it as irrigated. So here it's irrigated. I go out and on crop insurance, and they send it up to the big company, and they ask the question, should that be irrigated or not? It comes back now as dry land. No, that's a completely different thing, but I will bring that up just to say that other entities do look at it a little different. I know we can't, but
I don't know that we can't. I just, it's one of those things that we've talked about in the state association before, because you've got rivers that have junior permits, senior permits.
Yep.
They get cut off when there's a drought or whatever.
Right.
There's people that can only pump 800 gallons a minute, which is low, right?
Well, there's people that can only pump 400 gallons a minute.
Okay, yeah. So I have given some discounts on those.
Yeah.
You know, the pond versus the great, I mean, I don't know. I don't have the answers. I just know that that's what, as far as I know,
Darryl was going to bring
one of the assessors that does give a discount.
In Myron, in 46 to 50 different counties I work in, some of the assessors, they don't care if it's bucketed over, it's irrigated. If they're carrying water to the site, it's irrigated. And they don't vacillate with it. They stick to their guns because that's the issue. They're certified, and they're calling it irrigated. So
I have to certify in June. I don't know what the weather is. My pond going to hold up? Will I get one pass? I have changed it on crop insurance. By that time, it's too late with here evaluation. I have to be honest with them. In 2012, it didn't get watered one. My irrigated corn acres averaged 82 bushels an acre irrigation. That's not irrigated. I mean, the dry land might have made 60.
And Doug is...
The value is at $6,903 a market value.
Doug is right. If he has it appraised tomorrow to sell it, and he doesn't, he has to sell it as a dry land quarter, more than likely, unless he sells everything and gives the water rights to them.
But he'd have three quarters. Who's going to swing three quarters of land?
But he does own the other land that has
right,
the water.
I do, but like my mother doesn't on the other farm, and she, her values are near, they're over the 6,000 range. I don't know the exact dollar. I think there's some room there, guys. So,
and I guess you know I could see creating another second discount maybe for irrigation. I mean, but it would need to be done countywide.
That's just.
But I don't know what it would take to do that.
And where there's so many variables, it's not just one. I mean, there's
you'd have to work through those variables to create your. If you're going to create a second class, you'd have to work through the variables.
Yeah, Lloyd did say, though, the assessor's irrigated land is classified as irrigated regardless of where the source of the water is. And that was in his statement. And Lloyd spent quite a bit of time with you trying to work through this.
Mm-hmm. And acres-wise, there's no questions. We were pretty close between FSA and your aerials, and so he adjusted a couple. I took some, not on this farm, but on a little change on this farm, but on aerials we were good. But
and his, on the one, his value is $6,122. Is that at market? I think
yes, that's
what Lloyd
72%.
Figured.
Mm-hmm.
That's 72, 6,122 at market.
There hasn't been an irrigated piece within 5 miles.
On the one half, did I give you?
Me that has brought that kind of money or even 10 miles. And we'll be visiting on another piece of property.
Yeah.
What's the one on the top there, Myron?
It says
that's a sale. But what's at the very top, Doug should have what his is valued at per at market. On Lloyd's referee report, go to where the sales are.
This $397?
Oh, $6,903 an acre.
The per acre.
Yes.
Yep.
And that's what. And I would agree with that. That's what I. That's why I come up with my calculator. If that's where we're assessed, then it should be worth close to that.
And there, and the four sales here that. Before, yeah, I don't know whether this was ones you turned in or that
Lloyd
came up with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that one was this was a 2014 sale. It was Veris to Engelman. It was a $10,592. And then Bargman's in 2017 here, $6,800. And Propes in 2017 of $6,000. And then another Bargman here in 2015 of $10,000. So there's one of those will come off next year. That 2014 will come off.
I really
been off in it. Well, that will come off. No, that will come off this year. Yeah,
Myron, do we compare house sales right here with what they sell for in Lincoln?
No, we don't.
We're comparing land sales from 50 miles across the county, and look at the water source,
yep.
Guys. that has the specs on that. Lloyd had them.
I'll agree with you. The test log,
I think.
I have to agree with him on that, too, Mike.
I agree with you 100% on that.
You can't go over here right in the prime irrigation flat quarter and call it irrigated and then use that as a comparable to ground over there.
Well, but the class of the ground will be classified over there as what it is, creed or whatever. But no, but okay. you are right. That farm over there in the Blue River bottom over here or whatever is irrigated ground all around. It's good ground. Will bring more than a quarter over there that is all up in the hills, even if
I don't know why he'd use those comparables, I guess.
They don't seem like good comparables. No.
Well, we used to have five areas years ago.
Right.
Blakely and Grant was number one. Mm-hmm. And then we went down to the south, started selling as high as the north, so the south north started getting pretty grumpy. So now it looks like the south, in my opinion, is selling less than the north.
You can't just.
There has been some.
Patty, you're going to have to at least quadrant because that water is a total different aquifer, totally different water source. And you go that way. Don't just cut it in half. At least quadrant at bare minimum.
Okay, so then you go up towards Lancaster. And I don't know. Yours is this what the township says? Hooker?
Hooker. Mm-hmm. It's
okay, then we go north. What do you get? What do you get? Into Lancaster County.
Our farm's right there south of Firth, and there's a stream that goes through there again for several miles. There's a stream that goes through there again. Then our water's real good up there again.
Okay. So wouldn't your soil types take care of some of those issues?
Soil types would take care of some of those issues, but what Doug's pointing out here, you may have a well that is 500 gallons a minute versus 1,000 gallons a minute. There's a big difference in that. I know right north of where I live, El Nideas has one that he could get that well in years ago, and it's about 300 to 350. So it takes him twice as long or three times as long to make a circle as it does us up there by Firth.
And you know, guys, I wouldn't have a bit of problem if you wanted to put some money in the budget and let's do some studying on this irrigated stuff because I think it's going to be in-depth.
And Myron, everybody knows it, but when you're irrigating, timing is critical.
Timing's critical.
By the time you get around, make one circle and it's hot and dry, and it that kind of is a big deal.
It can make a huge difference on your yield.
Huge deal. Yep.
Not a huge. It'll make a difference on your yield.
And his is one issue, but we got other issues, too, like the junior, the seniors. Yeah.
Just to be clear, there's only one well to feed both pivots, and I go under load control because it doesn't matter. In 3 weeks, it's pumped empty. Now, timing is very critical, Terry, but whether I run out now or next week, it's not the end of the world. Now, rain has bought us time, but otherwise, I would have, by the 1st of August, there would have been no water, and the beans need rain in August. That's the only reason why this one really bothers me.
I mean, it would be nice.
The only thing is, I'm equalized with everybody in the county, so I don't know what. I mean, people that have those same issues are at 15%.
Then they should come in. That's their time to speak. Talk to Lloyd.
To change the policy, not the policy, to change what you're going by today, 15% for reduced irrigation, or you have full irrigation value, what would it take to change that? I mean, Does the assessor's office come up with a proposal? Does the board incorporate something, or what?
Well, I think you need a study with, like, someone like Lloyd that you put, you know, into a study. And we've talked before at the state level because you've got more issues than his as far as you've got the river being, you know, being shut off. Okay. You've got different all kinds of issues.
What you just said there, though, so if we came up with a proposal to hire Lloyd to study that, and then they came back with a proposal, and then basically it would have to come in front of the board, or does it come to you?
Basically we can come up with whatever we feel is, I mean, I don't know that, I don't know, Daryl, do you know how that would work?
Is the state going to have a problem with it?
Well, we had something like that before, it sounds like.
We've talked about some of this stuff and never got anything, kind of like tax relief. You know, we've talked about it, but I don't know that we've got a lot.
Well, and that's why when you bring up Lloyd, I guess, though, my point being with Lloyd, somebody that has some knowledge of this
and
type of
and
thing.
And he does. The only thing is you got to get to mass appraisal versus fee appraisal. Lloyd is usually working with subject property. subject property and a couple other high dollar sales, or, you know, he's trying to get the best for one property, looking for about two or three more comparables.
Right.
But he does do a great job, and this is why that book is, you know, he's been a great asset. And
a great book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think he knows the county very well.
Yep.
But he is a certified farm appraiser, and
not a what you call mass appraiser, which is by the state's guidelines what we need to be.
Mass appraisal's different. I mean, we're doing
multiple properties
with multiple different, you know, scenarios. You're looking at water and a lot of different, you know. At some point, is that become, and don't take this the wrong way, a management problem? Is it worth irrigating?
Doug's problem is not unique to anywhere in Nebraska. We have this situation throughout Nebraska, and the state fights this problem too. And I would certainly recommend that we find out from the state if we can just go. We don't care how they get the water there; they got to go under the road, over the road, or something. If we go and put a 50% functional or economic on it, what does that happen? What happens? Now, the market should give us a value on this type of land. So are we going to accumulate some sales with this situation going on? And it might reflect what the value to them.
Well, Darrell, I think in a way the market has given us that, because land with limited irrigation will bring less. Now, we don't separate that out right now. We're putting the one that's bringing the most in with the one that has maybe a 50% limited irrigation, so we're putting them in the same classification. Should they be separate?
No, we aren't.
We are.
We're putting prime irrigation in with irrigated land.
He's getting a 15% reduction. Otherwise, it's irrigated ground.
That's right. We're doing irrigated ground.
It's irrigated ground. But that's that. Doug's point is somebody that has a 1,000-gallon-a-minute well, he's really getting a benefit, because his isn't valued high enough compared to this guy over here that has a 50% irrigated well. Somewhere, somebody's not.
But when you're saying if the water level, I mean, once again, don't we go back to soil types then?
You go back to soil types.
So a class 3 and 4 soil is going to be less than a class 1 and 2, and Doug has 1 and 2.
His class one and two includes the valuation of that $10,000 an acre ground. That sale is used to base on his class one and two ground.
I'm guessing if we give him $10,000 an acre for that, he'd probably take it.
I'd give you, just give me $6,900.
Okay, but I'm only using that as a one comparable. You look at the median of those three sales there. He's only sitting at 6,008. He's only sitting at market value.
6,903.
He's not at 10,000.
6,903.
Yeah. 6,903 is where he's sitting.
Never in his glory day brought $7,000.
He's not sitting at 10.
But still, Betty, we need to look at more than just the type of ground, because the type of ground don't take into account the availability of the water, whether it's unlimited or whether it's pretty darn marginal.
And I'm not saying, even if we did the study, I'm not saying that we couldn't. I don't know that we would, you know, we just got to be equal, consistent. Yeah. And we've got to look at all the problems. This is only one problem.
It's a pretty limited situation. I don't know how many go out of a pond. Probably 25% of the time the pond doesn't fill to start with.
Yeah. But there's quite a few go out of ponds.
Yeah, there is.
I look at it a little bit like the house. We just did Schroeder's house here, and because he had limited water, or he had the well that was shared, and he had the lagoon, that house has less value than another house.
The 15%.
According to him, it didn't.
You point at me?
But according to, I mean, yes, we cost to cure. You have a cost to cure.
That's correct.
Before he sells it.
The 15.
And but at the 209...
Pick any house in the county, though. We go out there and we'll take a house, and now you've got, because it's got a bathroom in it, or doesn't have a bathroom in it, or has this in it, we base that on market. Now, that house sold for that much, that sold for this much. We kind of use what they each had, and then you use the same reasoning there, and yet we don't for irrigated ground.
Ag land and period. Every community has its own pricing on houses on assessed. Why don't we do the same on land that we do for houses?
I kind of like
what Daryl.
What are we going to do with the adjoining counties? And I'll guarantee you $100 that they're going to say, I want what Gage County's doing. So therefore, I want that 50%. And there is going to be an impact to that. So I think that, you know, that is an issue.
Well, and you are right when you bring up what is the state, what is it, how is the state going to look at this, or how is the state, Turk or whoever you want to use, how are they going to go about it and say, yeah, Gage County, you're okay doing that, or no, you're not?
The 15%, you got that from the state?
No. I did it. Me and Lloyd determined that Doug's and some of these properties that had unique problems, there was a, somewhere in the middle between irrigated and dry. Okay. I got criticism from other assessors for doing it because some do not.
She has with his 15% adjustment.
You've done that years ago. That isn't just this year, Patty. You, I don't know how long
I've been doing it. And I've been doing it. Like, I think there's one down in Odell. There's the only pumps. You know, I know there's not a whole lot of the ones like Doug has in the county.
And I didn't ask for dry land value. I asked for somewhere in the middle. I'm asking it to be valued at $5,000.
But just understand that what I'm saying is that $6,000 at the top there is what he's valued at, because he's not only got, you got dry on that too, don't you? He's got dry land on that too.
The one, 6903. Right? Total value was 6903. Actual value.
There's three that are
going to
be a support.
Myron?
Yep.
And Patty, what he had just mentioned, the four quadrants, makes sense to me for Gage County, because it kind of is that way. I know there's going to be exceptions, I know. Check sometime with the state, see about that.
Well, they don't. They're not. They're saying I can have market areas.
I mean, it kind of makes sense to me. Maybe not a few years ago.
We had five at one time.
I know, but you got southeast quadrants, always been less anyway.
Okay.
Still is.
But the whole time we're doing this, you've got to put into place the sales that go into those quadrants and what things are selling for. You can't just, where's that magical line at? And I'm not saying it shouldn't be.
Can you look in that book, Patty? Could you find the sales that are within 10 miles of my area?
Well,
irrigated?
And Lloyd, that's why I had Lloyd, because he knows the ground. And I think all of us are in agreement that there's some issues here, but I guess I'm not. You can't just say, you know, we've got to have some concrete ways of the way we divide it.
Okay, let me throw this out. Can we...
Sales charted.
Can we next time, and not even maybe at equalization, and what I would like to do is have Lloyd come back sometime and visit with us. And I don't care whether the next meeting or in two meetings, if we could have Lloyd visit at equalization, and so it goes a little longer than it's 15 minutes. And maybe when Lloyd's going to be here, we get a hold of Doug and we have him here too, and then we have some of this discussion with Lloyd here, because I would really like his input.
Because I'm not disagreeing with any of, I mean, I think we went to church.
I disagree with the value that I like?
Well,
was it Doug?
I'm just saying, 2 years ago we went to Turk with this same property.
I know it.
Okay. Yeah, because I sat in on the art.
Yeah.
Myron, you were there.
I was there too.
Yeah. And you left know, them the way at they that were. Time we had more sales. We're limited on sales now, so things are starting to just change. I mean, compared to where they were when we were at Turk 2 years, was that 15?
15. Mm-hmm.
And you know, Doug and Norm,
they're both there.
Went and we had a lot more sales too.
So
a lot
what,
more sales.
What did Turk do?
No change.
They left it as the county had it. Yep.
And that doesn't mean that we couldn't do something different as far as the levels of irrigation, but I think at this time, I don't think there's anything we can do.
We just need to be equalized amongst everybody.
Yep.
You
don't
say it, though.
Not just say, well, here's, you know, you've got to have some sales that you point and...
We still have to price things that don't have sales against them, though. Or comparable sales. I mean,
I'll be right honest. Agland is very complicated because you've got so many different variables.
Not only that, if you have this is unfair too, but if you have a piece of irrigated ground like Doug's here, where we classify it as limited irrigation, and now that sells below what we have it valued at, I'm somebody over there now all of a sudden that has a really good irrigated farm. Now you're taking that sale away from how you classify mine.
And you do. I mean, that would technically.
I mean, that's
low,
what.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you what his sold for then. If it's
no, I know.
Yours.
I know, but sure. We're, and if you don't mind, Doug, sometime here in the next meeting or two meetings, whenever Lloyd could come back, then you get a hold of Doug, and during equalization, let's have some of this conversation and maybe, because I don't think we're going to.
Doug, did Lloyd sat down with you for about an hour and a half or so in your kitchen? And,
yes, yep.
And he was trying to resolve a lot of these differences, but evidently we didn't get anything resolved. I didn't know if
there wasn't any change, you know. Okay. And the acres are right, and that's all you can go on. But it's still not fair. Just production, and I know states talked about income producing and taxing off of that. No. But it just when it wouldn't sell for that, when it won't produce what it's valued at. Something can be done somehow, and that's what I'm challenging you as a board. So,
on these two properties, does anybody want to make a motion? This was these were what you're valued at, the $560,397, and you left them with no change, right?
That was
where's the other property at? I have the southwest quarter.
It's an 80 on each of them. It's that same quarter, but it's the east. It's the east. It's east 80 and the west 80 out of that southwest quarter.
It's this quarter, though.
I can't.
It's that whole quarter. Yeah, his in that book, it's not split out. Eric. Each of these is 80 acres.
Yeah,
it shows as a quarter.
Yeah, it just shows it as a whole quarter. Well, the one actually has a little bit of an acreage you'd take out, so it has some less land.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's probably valued less, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I've got a some wetland in it doesn't produce.
I've got some wetland, but you maybe have 5 to 8 acres of place there.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So that's taken off too, and that's less value then. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the prime irrigated ground comes out of a pond. When you need water, there's not water in the pond.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for a couple of weeks, it's half irrigated is where I would say. It's not a 15%. It's a 40% reduction or something.
It seems odd.
Real odd.
Prime irrigated to me.
I agree.
Oh, I didn't like them comparisons. That was a 1,500 gallon a minute well that doesn't dry up. Lloyd had the breakouts. Lloyd had a lot of information in that book. It was very interesting. But
no, I'll agree. Two of those there that they're used, when you go with a $10,000 sale, there's a reason why they're $10,000.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
This.
Doug, when you have to certify through FSA, what do you certify the same way anybody else does? I mean, I guess I'm asking.
Would you be better off certifying as dry land?
That's what I'm asking.
Then I'm breaking the law if I put water on, because then it has to follow up with the crop insurance.
It does have
and,
to be that.
And how it's certified is if I make one, with crop insurance, if I make one track through those soybeans, that's all I legally need to do. For irrigated cropland. And so I don't know what my intentions are the second week of June. I did in the 1 year, the pond never does fill. And certainly at planting time, at least 20 to 30% of the time, the pond is not full the day I plant. So you can't plant the population you need for a crop. And that's why I'm before you. So.
And I even had a guy in took a pivot off because the senior permits versus junior permits on rivers are a problem too, right?
Right. Doug, do you have records of how many acre inches you put on each year?
Printed records, no. I could tell you, I do it on my phone. Typically, I would say I average on corn 4 inches. I know on a year fully irrigated, you're going to be at 7 to 10. I think in 012, we probably went up to 12 inches to get that crop. And it's 86 acre feet divided by a total with including mom's acres. I think there's about 220 acres of cropland. Yeah. So 220 divided by, and it's silted in. I'm not going to, that is my allotment. I'm only going to probably pump 60 acre feet on 220, which comes up to what, less than 4 inches per acre.
Three something. Yeah, that'd be three something. Yeah.
Three.
3.7 inches.
That's not a fully. Even if it's sold on a public auction, people saw them records, it would not bring $6,903.
And Doug, I understand, I get it where you're coming from, but under the current rules we have, I guess I'm going to have to make this recommendation, no change.
For both parcels, 24 and 25.
As stated, yes.
Yep.
But, I mean, I guess this got nothing to do with my, I'll stay with that motion. But I'm serious, we've got to look at this.
Yes.
And this isn't pass the buck off to the state. This is,
no,
we need to do
this.
This
is us.
Yeah. We were going to do that 3 years ago when I was in front of you guys.
When you say, why didn't we?
I remember that exact conversation. And
3 years ago.
Part of what we did 3 years ago was, again, we went and we go, well, this is what the state and our hands are tied. And I think we've had enough
they aren't
conversations and everything else, and that ain't. It ain't treating everybody by market value. I'll just say that.
Doug, I do. I remember that. I was here when you were here 3 years ago, and I remember us saying we needed to look at it, and we didn't. We haven't changed anything.
It went to term.
But, no, I mean, we were going to change the way we were looking at this, when we were talking about changing.
3 years ago, things were selling a lot higher.
They were selling a lot higher.
I mean, you had a different ball game 3 years ago.
Well, 14 went up from 3 years ago.
Yeah, 14 and 15, those comparisons, that's when those two $10,000 sales was. And Don just pointed out, if we're going to leave it, unless somebody wants to change it, we probably don't need a motion if we're going to leave it, because we'll read it in later as the way it is. Okay. What else, Doug?
Okay, let's stay on some irrigated. Let's go to parcel 3235100. I don't know what number that is.
21 on the change.
Yeah. 21 on a change, yep.
This farm is a little different situation than my other one. It's a pivot irrigated. Got pretty good water. I think the log is at 800 gallons per acre, if you want to look on that. The one thing that you got to take into account, it is a 400-foot deep well on a slightly limited aquifer in that area. The value, at market value, is $7,360 on this piece. A farm a mile and a half down the road, pretty similar farm. It's got the same well log. Brings $5,750. And I'm $1,600 above that. That was an actual cash sale.
When?
That just happened 3/15 of 18. It was a Wade Thornburg property bought from a Hendrickson. So that's an actual cash sale in the neighborhood. It sold as a dry land 2 years before that at $3,800.
Here it is.
So, I mean, as a dry land, they did a lot of work on it to get it to this level, but it's a pretty decent property now. Not quite as good as soil types. That's why I was asking for $6,000. I think my land is worth $250 an acre more than that, even though everything is depreciating out. It's not new equipment anymore.
What's the legals on this, Patty?
I'm trying to find
3458. It would be the southwest one quarter. Northwest one quarter of section 3458.
Doug, was that under your name or was it under
That's
your
under
law?
Cindy's.
Cindy's
party.
Cool. Yep.
She's my wife.
Nobody got a hold of any cards, did they?
No. So, there again, we're in a different aquifer than many of these land sales, and here again we're going back. I started out at 57 pounds on that pivot with irrigating.
Yes.
I was down to 32 on July 10th. I was going to probably in the next pass have to shut the end gun off. Well, then our irrigated acres change, but I don't change them on certification. And in 2012, we ended up having to shut it off. That was an extreme year, very dry. But there again, we can't compare, and that we're going back to the quadrants, and that's why I'm asking that we value them. But I think that's closer to a $6,000 an acre piece of property versus $7,360.
Patty, this broad to post, is that that one over there by Ellis?
Broad's was, south of Ellis.
That was that.
That was those two quarters over there.
Ground again.
And you can pull up the irrigation logs on them.
And what did that say, that broad on there?
That broad to Protest bought $6,000. That was that 1031 exchange over there.
You're exactly right. We farm it right now.
Yeah.
Well, and see, that's the only thing. Even those, you know, that market's different than what it is. It's Omaha money coming into dump quick.
Yep.
That's a slightly rougher piece of ground, Terry. Or how's that lay? Good? Great?
right. Not great. It's got a jaw goes down it, but it's not bad either.
Okay, and that's what it brought.
Yep.
Mine's above average, but not.
I understand.
It's not a tabletop by any means. It's got all. And the reason why we have a slight decrease in there is I took satellite imagery from July 9th is the last I'm subscribed to a service and took Lloyd and showing the draws and how the wetlands go out. And it's got, probably 8 tile lines going through it to drain or 1 tile line with 8 risers. Showing him that corn isn't going to make 50 bushels. You guys all farm around some tile risers that are very wet. And that's why he took away some of those irrigated acres. He goes, yes, even though they're under a pivot, they're not producing at pivot levels. And so that's why we had the slight decrease on here, but I don't feel that it was probably at the level that I would have.
$3,000.
Yeah, $3,800.
Okay, on this particular one, in 15.25, there was a sale of $10,592.
Where
that's
at?
Burrish to Engelman.
How many miles from my farm?
15.25. So I'm not.
Yeah, but that's straight south of Broad's farm.
Yeah, okay.
That's way
down.
Way out of Kelvin.
Another 50
okay.
miles.
All right.
Further yet.
33.56, which is Holt, is Bargman to Kornhans.
Yeah, that's...
That's $6,800 an acre. And that was in March of 17. Then we got Broads over there. Then the Bargman family to the Spilker family. The date of the sale was 4 of 2015, and it brought $10,000 an acre. And that's 846, which is Midland. And that would be the one that would be the year and what?
What do you mean?
What township?
This is Evan Hooker.
Yeah, this one's Hooker.
So Midland would be the 10,000.
Did we have land sales that are within 10, 15 miles of? There's been land sold up there.
Yeah. You know, and that will be one issue is dividing the county up more. There's
fewer sales.
Fewer sales and yep. especially fewer irrigated sales. I mean, if you're selling something, you don't sell your irrigated ground.
Well, yes and no. When we got land in Johnson County, and when they send out their valuations every year, they send out all the sales they're using. I'm not sure each year that they have 3 irrigated sales at the most. And they're using that to base their sales on.
No. Basically, what you can do is you can borrow sales. So you can go to another county and borrow sales to make it so that you have enough sales to.
Do you, Patty, ever go across the line?
We have.
Yeah, the 3 townships along Pawnee, we do.
Okay.
We borrow sales.
We have before, yes.
Because I'm 4 miles from the county line with these farms. They'd bring in the 5s. My farm is slightly better, but not. Soil type isn't that much.
Basically, what we've done is worked with the state, and the state has brought in those sales.
They've recommended.
So, when Russ was. Yeah.
Back to John's, and if we went in a quadrant, you wouldn't have enough sales, but then you could borrow from other counties,
yes.
too.
Well, you never borrowed from the other quadrants.
Or from the other quadrants. And that's it went well, and they started borrowing. If they had 5 quadrants, they started borrowing too much from other quadrants, so pretty soon you put them all together.
How valid is that sale, though, if it's 50 miles away?
Well, you may be able to wait the sale. I mean, if there's 3 sales, you borrow 2 and take 1 in your quadrant, maybe you can put more weight on
you're
the one that's closer
You're looking
by.
At the median level of value, too. You're not averaging. You're looking at the median level. So what you're looking at is... You got a 10, you got a 8, you got a 6.
And that
10
will probably come off this year, Patty?
One of the 10.
Has that been 3 years now? Will that 10 come off this year?
One was in 14, so it'll come off.
Yeah. 14 will come off, yeah. You know, I think things are really, to me it looks like things are plummeting, and plus we don't have the sales. We have no sales. Which means that people are not letting their land go for what somebody's willing to pay.
There was 2 properties right on PWF that were for sale this spring.
They didn't sell.
There was it on a public auction or private listing?
Oh, it was private listing.
There were several no sales.
So I think if you have a public auction and it's advertised properly, and if it doesn't sell, you have the people there in that room. I think you should consider those
that's a guy
in this market. But that's by Cortland.
That one I know. That's like, because I've argued with Patty quite a bit on that. Because if there isn't the sale, they can't use that.
Right. But that is a mark. That is a truer test of what the market is.
I know.
Bringing.
I agree with you. But we've talked about that, and we talked about it right here in equalization several times.
You know, I'm not disagreeing with anything that any of you guys are saying. There needs to be a different way to value this stuff.
It don't matter how you change it, though. There's always going to be something that, because I can tell you, if you try and split it into quadrants and do his water differently. You do water down. I delivered fuel for many years to all quadrants in this county, and every quadrant has the same issue. You have, I don't know if I can remember where they're all at anymore because I've been out of it for 7 or 8 years, but I can tell you that there's ponds that get pumped out of that are similar to yours down that way, and there's some over that way. So these same issues are, all I'm saying is it'd be difficult. It's going to be difficult no matter how we try and change it. Yep. You're always going to have issues.
Yep.
And I feel for Doug because, you know, what's his other option? His other option is to say screw it and say it's dry land and not use the water that's there available to him, where in some years that might be enough just to get you through. And
sure, sure. In the form of my heart, I can't do that. I do the best potential that I want. But
I hear you.
But at this piece of property at $7,300, $7,360 is what the market value is on this farm. You get farms a mile and a half down the road at $5,750. That's quite a difference in value for what the water is underneath.
I'm not disagreeing with him, but I don't know how to solve all these problems. I'll be the first to admit that. And I mean,
does this have the house?
We've talked about this before, over and over.
It's a separate track.
And we don't seem to get anything. And I don't mean here locally.
Three-acre house. I mean, you're familiar a little bit with that property, so and so.
The newest thing.
Yeah, that's this is the one. So.
Is right. It?
The you're saying $5,700 an acre? There was some ground that was just sold for that.
One mile down the road, to half mile line to half mile line.
So that's even out of the time frame.
We could use that this year.
So that'd be in Philly Township.
Probably could be. It'd be that Wayne Third, Thornburg, and Henderson.
The problem is with that, this is a current sale, and we can't base your off current. You get it. I know you understand it. We're basing yours off of 3 years
But I'm not sure how it got that high.
Well, I don't either.
We haven't had anything in our... Another land sale, it brought $7,750 this spring. It has 84% Kennebec soil. I have 0%. And there's only 400 different, and it has four wells on it, the best one producing 700 gallons per minute. That's a totally different irrigated property. And what this one is, it's only $400 difference in value.
You should have seen them out 2 years ago.
$10,000 sales.
Nines.
Because we were coming off of $8 corn.
Yes.
Yep.
It was crazy.
But nothing within 10 miles of my place brought over six.
We had this conversation with Ian Gronewald.
It was a George Hendricks.
Yes, I'm paying
George Hendricks farm.
Paying taxes on this ground that I bought for, you know, pennies on the dollar compared to what it's going for. Why am I being taxed at these high prices? But I didn't know there's that much. I thought I saw that $10,000 on there. I figured that had to have been some odd balls. There was $10,000 popping up all over.
About 3 or 4 years ago.
Look at the water, really good irrigated ground,
1,100, 1,200 gallons per minute. That's
mine are producing. They're only 160 foot deep.
We aren't having sales anymore. No, we're not.
Totally different situations.
Well, even a good producing well, that's a lot of money on a piece of ground.
Oh. 1.6.
If you look back now, it is. I'll guarantee you ever bought it.
Oh, yeah. A lot of that ground was probably bought for $200 an acre.
Yeah.
And then sold for $10,000 an acre.
Okay. Well, and like they say, it's you know, you're basing it on a current sale, and we got to take a 3-year average.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have been on the farm you're talking about there. I don't think it's as good as the one above there, by the way. So. It may be.
Soil types I wouldn't think are too far off.
Might not be.
Now it's clear. Mm-hmm.
You said you don't think it's as good as that ground north.
I'm not as familiar with the one to the north.
More than $250 an acre.
Oh, I don't know about that.
That's where I come up with value at 6,000.
But we got to stick with our 3-year average, and
it has nothing in that area has brought that as Myron's nodding his head. Not one piece of land brought 7,000 over 6,000 probably in that area. Am I correct,
last
Myron?
Couple years, not in the last couple of years.
Not one piece of property in the last 3 or 5 years has brought over 6,000.
Over where Lee and Liz. Two miles west and a mile north of there was dry land.
Mm-hmm.
They brought 6,400 here maybe 3 years ago, dry land.
The maps and you bring the maps.
180 in Gage County that there's on a waterway, you know. Farm the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's how flat it is. You farm the whole thing.
I could see
I mean, if there was ever a piece of dry land ground up in our area that should bring 6,400, that one there should have. I mean, nobody argued too much about the sale. Yeah, they thought it was high, but now, here again,
we had a whole bunch of sales.
That dollar amount,
I would like them.
No waterways, no nothing, so the dollar is higher. That's used in the median.
Yep.
I know you can't use Lloyd Dickinson's recommendation, but I asked you point blank what his value was, just like at home. He valued a dry land. We've got to make some adjustments here. To be correct.
Okay, on this one here, does anybody want to make a motion for a change? It was 831. Doug asked for 678,000, and they lowered it to 828,000.
John, were you wanting to go a direction with that?
Nope.
Okay. I hate to do it, Doug, to you, but we're going to leave that one too. So,
okay.
We have no motion to change it. So, you have two more yet.
Yep. And let's tie them together.
Okay.
Is that the one that's in 16.48?
Yes, it is.
Okay. 1604000, Doug Party, southeast of the southwest, 40 acres. And then also 00160100, northwest quarter, 16.48,
153.04
acres. 16.48,
you said?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They're both
16.48.
What township's
that? Philly. Approximately 2 miles north of Philly.
Okay, so the one that's in the southeast of southwest, it's 130,710 down to 115,200 is his request.
Oh, okay.
And Lloyd did a no change on that one. Or did he? Let's see.
The piece of property I purchased, I don't know if you have a date of sales thing on there, Patty, or not, but it's, I'm going to say, 5 years ago. Give $2,500 for it. That was fair market value at the time. Its land values have obviously went up. Right now, at the 72% of market value, it's valued at $4,538. I just bought the adjoining quarter around it, $4,000 an acre. 2 miles east, farm sold, $3,800 an acre. 2 miles north of that, with water potential, about $4,235 an acre. I feel that I wasn't out of line. I don't think it was under the market. I think it was fair market value. The adjoining property I gave $4,000 for, we're at $4,538. So,
Would that be the one you bought in February of 07?
The southwest. Okay, I gave $2,500, correct, Patty? I know values have went up. I'm not wanting to go back to them levels. I'm just wanting to maybe compare it to the adjoining property that went around it. So that's why I'm at that.
None of those were family sales, right?
No.
Okay.
It's been a landlord that I've been farming it for 15 years, so I've known what the land was.
Okay, on that one, he's at 4538 at market, and that's on the one that's in the southeast of the southwest of 16.48, 40 acres.
Mm-hmm.
But he bought the rest of that quarter.
Mm-hmm.
4538 at market. We have a sale for 4260, and that's in 248, but the date of the sale was this year, or is 2018.
Okay.
And that would have been heirs of Johnson to Dell Wolken.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
with water potential underneath it, possibly. I'm saying potential, it's not...
We have a 14 cell that's in the range, 4,600. That's Parrott to Trownick, and 2,547. That's Logan Township. And then we have a date of sale of December of 2016... Fritzen to Mainz and 15-47 at 5,460.
Let's show this for purchase price.
Is this one connected with this one for a million?
That was the one that's the 40-acre tract.
I guess that's where I'm bringing it up. That's what I felt the rest of the land was. And here we're at $500 over. I mean.
And that was this year you bought this?
Yes, that was this year. Yes.
Well, not this one I'm talking about.
Not the 40. She's talking
the 40. The 40 I purchased in 2007. Right, right. I purchased the adjoining 120 right. in this year.
So when you look at the median level of value, he should be setting at about 4,600.
Question for you, Patty. Okay, the prices from 3 years ago will drop off here in this upcoming year. So that sale of $4,000 an acre around that 40, that will apply to next year's, but the old prices will not apply.
What we have to do is drop off the old year. We'll bring in the 18s that are selling for less.
So he'll drop off the 15s, and then
we'll drop
16,
off.
17, 18 will apply. So
what Lloyd told me the other day is the ground that's keeping its market is the pasture at 3,000 an acre. The dry is dropping pretty rapidly, and the irrigated pasture still holding some value. According to what his sales book is saying. And I mean, it's dropping like.
It hasn't changed.
What's that sale? Looks like you bought.
Pasture ground.
That's going to be a half section. Yeah.
That's the entire half section.
Yeah, and you got a highlighter? If you have a highlighter, it could highlight the whole box. The 40 I'm talking about that's right now today, Terry, is the bottom corner. It's all been together, but since it was in my name, you know how I have to say it works.
That's what they think.
Because I'd like to see the north half. This is where I'm gonna protest the north immediate quarter of that.
But they also
have a conversation.
Up slowly. I see it.
John, this is one of his figures. John is the whole half section minus the 40.
Okay, 280.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Figure it out right away then.
All right.
I'll wait.
Be careful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Need to get that done.
We don't need a lawsuit.
No. No.
Well, this would be a good time for it. I mean, we're pretty well bled out. Doug, I don't think this probably looks good on any of these. I see where you're at on these. I mean, this is a perfect argument on this additional 120 acres, too, when that comes up. Mm-hmm. If I understand right, all those high prices are going to be gone. The 10,000s, the 9,000s, all those big dollar prices are gone next year, more or less. Right, Patty?
Well, the sales have really dropped off. We don't have near the sales to even work with. So I don't know.
But those will be gone. They'll be
14, the oldest year will go off. And then the years that you're seeing stuff going less will come on.
And I don't know that there won't be any high prices, but
not as many.
Not near as many, because there was a lot of land sales in 14 because land was up and people were selling it. You know, in 15 and 16, some parcels still brought good money, but there wasn't many sold.
Well, here's a question I have. I know in houses, if somebody buys a place at whatever dollar amount and then it's assessed way higher, we adjust that to meet what the house sold for.
I don't.
Well, we have, I know.
We have.
And, I mean, that's market value. When it sells, that's what it should be worth.
You can't chase a sale as far as, like, if somebody protests, and as rule of thumb, if it had a sell price of that, the county board, and then
I know it.
They lowered it to sell price.
But, I mean, that's
I'm not saying because we've all done that.
Well, the value is what people think, regardless of what it's worth.
But not everybody comes. I can't chase a sale. I have to be looking at neighborhoods. I have to be looking at. Otherwise, my job, all my ratios would be fine.
And Eric, that seems fine, but you know, it's equalization.
And while that's fair to Doug, it ain't fair to his neighbors that are going on a three-year average.
Then they need to come in.
Well, no. You know, they don't let us do it both ways, you know.
That's the hard part about this whole thing, is to get it all correct and equalized. And how do you do that? And there's a lot of different variables out there, too.
Is it fair to say that he'd be seeing a significant decrease next year on this
I hope so.
About significant, there's a good possibility that there will be a decrease. I don't know. It depends on what you classify as significant.
Well, but I mean, if you're looking at 4,600 versus 4, I would consider that.
Well, that's significant.
You know, that's a significant difference.
We have to study the market, and I have I don't set these values. I have appraisers that do that.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not an appraiser. I'm the administrator of the office. It's my responsibility to see these people are doing their job, but Lloyd Dickinson is the agricultural appraiser. Daryl's the appraiser. Bob Toma, that was the previous assessor, had an appraiser's license. I never have. So to be real honest with you, this is very, I mean, I'm responsible for what they're doing, but I have not set these values.
Well, we've sat here before, though, and we'd ask, well, I'll give you that for that piece of ground, you know, and the people say, well, I wouldn't sell it for that. We're getting the stuff now where it's like, well, I don't know if I'd give you that for that piece of ground.
I heard Lloyd say the other day, be careful what you're wishing for, too, because somebody said that this was off, and he...
I'll sell them first two properties very easy, and I'd sell the next one too, Patty.
I'm not... You weren't the person, Doug.
I know.
But I do know that you want to be... I mean, there are people that might pick them up, too.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, I'm just...
Probably not.
We don't know.
But I think it's fair to say 2014 was probably our highest year with the highest number of sales. That's going to come off. The year that's going to replace it will be lower than the other two that are on there.
Yeah.
And certainly quite a bit lower than 14. So we should see a...
And, you know, I do think if we can have a little bit in the appraisal budget part, because we do have some money in that with his line item for Daryl to do some studying, or to Lloyd to do some studying with the...
I'd not be opposed to that. I'd be in favor of that.
Huh?
Okay, these two parcels, they were together kind of...
I haven't even talked about the north one.
Oh, you have one...
I talked about the 40.
You talked about the 40. Let's talk about the 120.
So, the 120, that is also, I purchased the other 120 at 4,000. The north half, you can see, is considerably rougher. You got a lot of trees. There's a reason why I haven't taken out the trees the last 15 years I've been farming. It ain't worth taking them out. There's poor land around the outside, so... right now, it's valued at $4,195. I'm asking for $3,800, guys. So, you know the property.
I know it. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the reason why.
What did you say you gave for it?
$4,000.
$4,000 even.
Are those trees in the right of way?
For which?
No. No, they're
number 20 on the chain.
Pretty big.
Oh, I didn't see that. I was just checking to make sure those weren't in the road.
Wasteland? No, I know. With Lloyd, we did look over.
He was two, but he's only talked about the 40 acres. Now he's talking about the 120.
Some are classified as grassland. Well, it's still valued at a pretty decent, even though I don't get any benefit of the grassland. You can't get to them to hay them out, and it's pretty rough country in there. So, but that's where I'm.
What was this valued at? I mean, you bought it for $4,000, but what was this market value?
$4,195.
We have him at market $4,194, and then there's three sales down below, Eric.
$4,194.
Three sales, $4,260 and $18, which that one doesn't count.
No.
In 14, $4,600, and in 2016, $5,460, and this is his at $4,194.
Mm-hmm. And I was asking for $3,800,
which is probably slightly worse, poorer than the other.
And that's probably a fair valuation, but it's the same thing. It's the purchase price. It's not the three-year average that your neighbors have got to pay.
What is a more truer sale, though, than what a person pays for it? And I know you have in the past. When Marvin Kelly was a good instance that time. You changed his valuation.
Changed, but that, yeah, that had.
That's what he paid.
Yeah. I won't argue there with you.
How much truer does it get?
We may have regretted that.
Well, but that one had the Blue River had flooded, and there were some other things in on that one, too.
Then you lock sales, yeah. So then you can.
Whether we should have done that or not.
Yeah.
Doug is right, though. We did do that.
We did do it. We did do it. Maybe we should say we learned our lesson.
No.
He adjusted a little bit because of waterways. No, he didn't.
What did he do
on that one? Did he do something?
Not quite $1,000. No, that's what the change was. No, it was not quite $1,000 even.
Yes, yeah. $800.
14 for 462.
Not enough. Anybody want to make? We have the two parcels, number 20 on the change and number 23 on the no change. Anybody going to make a motion to adjust any of those? Doug, we're going to leave them where they're at again because there's no motion to change them. And we appreciate you coming very much. And
give me your word that I can come back and visit with Lloyd. And let's look.
We'll have Lloyd here, and you can definitely come back. We'll make sure that when Lloyd's here, you're here also.
He's at the top. You're at the very, 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 very
peak.
I agree.
I don't. I will say
I
this.
I think all of us probably agree, but it's the way that the whole.
Yeah.
The way this looks, I mean, we're going to see you next year. Well, hopefully not at protest time. Hopefully, you know, if you come in beforehand, talk to Patty. Hopefully, sure. These get adjusted and equalized next year prior to this point in time. Mm-hmm. But the way this looks, these should be dropping next year. I mean, that's the way.
We had great conversations, Patty and I.
Yeah, I helped him. I mean, believe me, 3 years, 2 years ago, he came in at the last minute, and I helped him run his sheets to go against me at Turks. I did do that, remember?
To have fair. Because I want to be on the same page. Everything needs to be out there and fair.
I want you to understand that this isn't per. I mean, no, I totally get it. And I. So. It is what it is. And I don't
I'll say this, too, though. There are other people that could come in, and I know I visit with other people that make a lot of the same arguments you're making. And I think that's a frustrating part with a lot of people.
It is. When Lloyd says what he'd buy you it at, and yet.
Yeah.
It's not correct, but I appreciate it. Thank you guys for your time.
Oh, thank you, Doug. Okay. Who's next?
Lestell.
Well, what?
I'm John Donahue.
I'm sorry.
Department of Revenue. Assessment. I'm just a liaison with Patty. I took over Russ's job. I was just down here to observe. I wasn't making no comments or anything. I want to appreciate your time. I didn't introduce myself when I came in, but. I gotta go, so I
want
to let you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was gonna introduce you as soon as we were done here, but you're gonna leave. Okay, okay.
Thanks,
yeah.
John.
So he's my liaison that
tough
helps.
Tough job.
Well, you ought to have the answers for
I
us.
Didn't put it.
He wouldn't be leaving if he didn't want to get
you noticed
out of here
I didn't put you on. I didn't put you on the spot.
You should have waited.
Thank you for coming. We need your name and address for the record.
Leslie Dell, 7730 East Linden Road.
Yes.
Holmesville, Nebraska.
I need to swear you in.
Okay.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I'll answer your questions truthfully, but I won't swear to it. I say it's unconstitutional to ask somebody that. According to the New Testament Bible, it says do not swear to an oath.
Do you affirm?
Affirm.
Okay. All right.
Well, anyway, on the two properties, I got 2 acres of grassland, and the other, I was talking to the guy on Monday in here, and he had a question about the difference in the property, but that, as far as the land values go, between the two acreages. But anyway, that's been explained to here already, because the land underneath the house was valued at $12,000 on the first acre, and then the rest of it is comparable between the two properties, so I didn't have any question there at all. The only thing is I had an expense a couple years ago of $1,000 on replacing the submersible well. So I just was curious how that affects property values or does it.
I don't know if Daryl heard your question. Daryl would be the one to answer that.
I apologize. Last
he had to repair his submersible well a couple of years ago for $1,000. He didn't know how that affects the property value.
It wouldn't, as long as you have water on it. If you're still getting water, right?
Right.
You have, okay, then it probably wouldn't affect your value any.
Well, it just said on the protest form that you know, list expenses, and that's the only reason why I brought it up.
Okay.
The other thing is that I did go to a homestead land office out there on the east side of town to get a current appraisal on the house, but he was swamped. Well, they don't do it anymore anyway. So he referred me to another guy, and they were swamped. So it takes a month lead time to get an appraisal, so I'll just do that next year. And getting maybe a real estate agent out there, too, to get a current assessed value on it.
And I'd recommend that, too, Les. Just get, you know, give yourself some time. Even if it's a six-month-old appraisal, we'll look at it, okay? So, it's a good idea.
Okay, that's all I got.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We needed more efficient.
We have, thanks, I Dad. Think we're done maybe with everybody, so what we're going to need to do...
No, I thought maybe the sergeant had a protest.
Oh.
No. Got to sit in here.
Okay, all right.
Now we got to read them all in.
Patty gets back. Does anybody need a quick break or otherwise? Okay, we'll have to take a break, and then when Patty comes back, we need to read everything into the record. Yes.
Looks like you got enough to read them in and vote, right?
As long as we have five here, if you're going.
Hour.
Yeah.
Break.
Back from
okay.
Waiting for somebody else.
Okay.
At 3:29, we're back from recess, and I think we need we're to the point, Patty, where we're going to read these in. So you want to go ahead and start, whichever one you want to start with.
Let's do the no change.
Okay. Either one.
Can I just do the parcel and then value?
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Parcel 00924925 ARCDJ. It's the Dollar General Store LLC in Moore. $760,195. 00523300 Mark and Donetta Aarons, 184805. 00521200 Michael and Gail Ames, 130,430. 00449710 Billy and Kathy Cox, 118,645.
Skipped
one. Miss Brandt.
Item four.
Number four. What Laura Brandt. You didn't read that one.
I don't have a Brandt on here.
Yeah, why you don't? Do. Number four.
Number four, I'm sorry. Oh, your numbers are cut off.
Oh, yeah.
Parcel 0057.
Oh, give her the one here, yeah.
000.
Read mine.
What am I? Oh.
Valora.
Four.
Valora M. Brandt, okay. 605-955. And then 00449710 Billy J. and Kathy Cox, 118-645. 00550200 Leslie Dale. That was a no change, 57,945. 00273400 Cody Dunn, 150,400. 000632000 Louis Esau, 209,470. 000635000 Louis Esau, 1,915,275. 000649000 Louis Esau, 95,150. 00452200 Brian H. Gaffney, 120,200. 00739700 Frank Hanshaw and Tara Heidbrink, 119,290. 00507800 Martha A. Howe, 117,885. 00459350 Brock D. and Jennifer Kastanik, 361945. 00737350 Christy and Jeffrey King, 298715. 00738300 Matthew E. Lewis, 109115. 00140400 David and Lena Lottman, 623370. 00143800 David and Lena Lottman, 710995. 00899000 Aaron H. and Amy Mason, 4500. 00445400 Ray E. and Marion Mulder, 646220. 0124950000 Michael G. and Pamela J. Newland, 121-250, 0025-35000, David and Sharon Niemeyer, 91,840.
Quick pause, Patty. This 4,500, is that correct for Aaron and Amy Mason?
Yeah, it's three lots in Waymore.
Okay.
They're $1,500 a lot, and she wanted them lower, but she paid that for them, and that's what West Waymore's valued at. Yep. It's just lot values.
Sure.
Okay, so we did the Doug Party ones, right, that we read them in?
You have to read them in. We didn't vote on them, so you have to read them in.
0016-04-000, Doug Party, 130710. 0031-39000, Doug Party, 560-075. 0031-40000, Doug Party, 397-610. 0015-33000, Norman Party Jr., 261-900. 0016-492-00, Norman Party Jr., 318-525. 0032-51100, Norman Party Jr., 236-430. 0073-22-000, Gail, I don't know, I don't know what that name is, 114-590. 0053-36100, George Pinkerton, 425-790. 0061-56000, George Pinkerton, 359-475. 0151-68000, John C. Russell, 182-725. 0022-70000. That was Harlan Schroeder. That's the one.
That one we've.
No, changed it, right? Because the other one was his house.
You needed to read in.
Yep, needs read in.
826-375. 0084-65000, Timothy and Monica Solacek, 47-525.
Oh, okay.
0037-09000, Justin Wiegand, 558-290. You want to do a motion to approve those?
Do we need to approve those?
Yeah.
We need to approve those
no changes.
As read in, those 35 properties. We need a motion that we accept.
Make no a change. Motion. Those were the no changes, right?
Yes.
Make a motion to approve all the no changes on the protest list.
Second.
Motion by Jergen, second by Tiemann. Vote 5-0 in favor.
Okay, these are the ones that are changed. And some of these might be like new construction. Some of them may be ones that weren't quite completely done. Some of them could be that they requested us to come look at buildings, like I know on a Weens one, there was, Darrell, because if you see some drastic changes, he's got a commercial operation out on his farm. It would be Scott Weens.
Right, and he had added on some tanks, hopper tanks, and he added on to a building that he forgot to tell us about.
Whoops.
And so I added that square footage, and we rerun it. He wanted to split the farm away from the seed business.
He's got a home out there. He's got some commercial property, and he's got farm buildings. So there's three classifications to his property.
I know the place well.
Okay. So 0052-18108, Joe and Manel Armstrong, current value 534,760, requested 478,040, and the recommended change was 478,040. 0131-81000, Gary Barnard for James Broad, 391-150, requested value 325,000, and the recommended change was 325,000. That was a vacant building for quite a long time.
Half of it was vacant, the sale price.
000335.
Where is that building located?
Out.
Yeah, it's out on east of town in that area where
credit union is?
Yeah, where the credit union is out there.
Really?
Yeah.
He bought that and put an office in there.
Well, he's getting the office for managing that.
Across from Shopco, those single level.
Oh, it used to be the old FSA office?
Yeah, the old FSA.
Yeah, there you go.
You mean Jim Broad bought that?
people.
Gary Barnard's in there?
Gary represented him, and I think he convinced him to buy it. And
oh, boy.
So I went through the building. I measured out the vacant space, and he gave me the rents from the existing tenants. So.
And there's apartments in there, too, isn't there?
That's the one behind, on the other side there.
That's not his?
No. Well, yeah, I went through that one also. There's two apartments in there.
Okay, 000335000, Russell G. Barons, 44750, requested 1650, recommended change 2620. This is an acreage that needs to be torn down. His house was just...
Why was that one dropped?
Because he pulled everything out of it. He pulled everything out of the house, and he did everything but demolished it.
Oh, okay.
And we didn't take it off because it's still standing. But we knew the condition was really bad. Isn't that the one?
Well, yeah, it's fallen down.
But he didn't get it down by the 1st of January. So we just dropped it.
Yeah, they're using it for target practice now. I mean, they're shooting the crap out of it.
I think they would have burned it or something, but they didn't get it down by January 1st. 00464-6201, Jeffrey Allen, April M. Bell. $319,950, requested $280,000, recommended change $297,625. 000401000, Robert Bulkin, $196,735, requested value $132,750, recommended change $185,285. 00394200, Gilbert G. Burr, $720,955. We lowered those buildings to 571-640. Daryl again went out, and they're in bad shape on those agricultural buildings, I believe. 00261-3100, Leon and Phyllis Dink, 171-085, requested 106-205, and it went to 106-205. We put a grain bin on that property, and it belongs to his son. We took it over and put it on an IOLL card, so there's value, but it's not on the dad, it's on the sons. 01414300, Steve Erickson, $25,845, requested value $11,000, recommended change $12,250. 00952700, Michael Lee Fisher, $42,160, requested value $10,000, recommended change $29,095. 00089290000, Michelle Gertis, $11,375, requested value $5,900, recommended change $6,780. 00375430, Samuel D. Grimes, $117,570, requested value $100,000, recommended change $103,140. 00516310, Donald and Jackie Gleakin, $3,100, current value $1,000, requested value $2,120 is the recommended change. 00302900, Kim Klostermeyer, $196,220, requested value $168,500, current recommended change $167,925.
Why would that one go below the recommended or requested?
We put more depreciation and got close. We put it in the file. So basically, that sell price was $168,500, and we put some depreciation on it, and he's got outbuildings that we just adjusted to make it work. I mean, it's within 92 to 100%. So. 00375000, Wendell D. Lane and Kent D. Lane. 93450, requested 33450, and recommended 33450. 00642-8505, Blake Mintz Custom Homes, $412,900, requested 243818, recommended was 314400. 01429500, Gregory and Joyce Morgan, 93100, requested by 66000. Recommended change, $66,000. 00539200, NEPCO Incorporated, $180,400. Requested $115,880. Recommended change, $162,320. 00362000, Gary Lee Nicholson, $211,315. Requested $203,544. Request recommended is 202-115. 014353-000 William E. Ostrander, 43,205. Requested value 25,000. Recommended change 25,000. And then Cindy and Doug read those in too, right? Or did we vote on those?
No. Read
them in. 0016-00100 Doug and Cindy Party, 462,170. Requested value 418,717. Recommended change 461,315. 0032-35100 Doug and Cindy Party, 831,930. 678,196 is the requested value. The recommended change is 828,830. Norman Party Jr. 0032-51200 656,840 current value 594,165 requested recommended 650,4680 00800-7000 Philippi Electric 99,820 requested 62,100 recommended change 70,190 249,035 requested 221,873 recommended 222,015 0098530000 John C. Russell 78,880 requested value 45,000 recommended change 56,000 00219200 Harlan Schroeder 227,170 There was no requested value, and the recommended change is 209.
No, we made a motion to that.
209,705
Yeah, and I've got to adjust that original protest, but Myron could still sign it. I just got to remember to do that. 0106-88000 Alvin and Karen Saltzman 72,140 Requested 29,970, recommended 38,865. 01066000 Alvin and Karen Saltzman, 105,440, requested 81,190, recommended change 97,840. 0085610000 Timothy and Monica Sablachik. Current value 31,025, requested 4,000, recommended change 15,900. 0078860000 Fadi Shala 60,285, 54,985 is requested, 51,215 is recommended. 0123810000 Jeremy Steffens 41,700, requested 18,205. Recommended change 19,675. 0054800000 Donovan Trout 211,780 requested 206,755 recommended 206,755. 0036350000 Scott Weens and Sean Weens 503,385 requested 425,000 recommended 468,905. 0036380000 Scott and Brenda Weens 730,400 requested 536,628 recommended 648,005 0041250000 Kent C. Wilson 180,860 168,385 recommended 168,385 0130330000 Kent C. Wilson 127,300 117,400 was requested 117,400 was recommended 0116371000 Larry Wolkin 73,645 requested 57,000 recommended 57,000 0067340000 John D. Woodyard 47,830, requested 34,000, recommended 42,330. 0124990000, John D. Woodyard, 46,305, requested 10,000, and the recommended was 15,590.
before Eric falls asleep, we need a motion to approve these.
I make a motion to approve.
I gotta change that. Myron's.
Second.
And this is to approve the changes that were just read in, the 39. Motion by Jergen, seconded by Thiemann. Vote. 5-0 in favor.
Gary voted no.
I thought our sign was slipped. We've got to do it all over.
Anything else?
Patty, are these going to come down finally next year? I just
you coming
I
back
like
or
you just keep raising them.
I'm going to retire.
Come back to one.
Come back here?
No. Your place.
Wow. I'll be your governess.
Do what?
I need one. I got people coming over and most of who cleans your house?
Terry, you can't leave yet. You definitely right are here.
You just watch me.
anything else for the Board of Equalization for today?
If not, are you going to your table?
Meeting's adjourned.